Blog Talk Radio.
Leave it in the ring.
Radio.
Go ahead, who's this?
Yo, it's David Chang.
Is it me, man? Is Marquez just a goddamn beast?
Every time Marquez moves up in weight, moves to a different division, he's fighting the toughest competition he can find there. You know, he's not just finding a name that's stylistically good for him. He's fighting the hardest fight he could fight and then winning.
See, if anything's killing boxing, it's boxing. Not UFC.
You know, I won't bash MMA and I won't say, you know, it's killing boxing or boxing is better. You know, everybody has their own opinion.
Leave it in the ring.
Radio.
Shane Mosley versus Margarito sold out the Staples Center, and that was the largest attendance for any event. Everything, every concert, anything. That was the most. And that was just recently. So that's really where boxing is headed, along with the Ricky Hatton, Manny Pacquiao. Selling out.
Leave it in the ring.
Radio.
Okay, but everybody right now, if you're calling in, I got a couple more calls calling in. I'm not going to patch you through at the moment, but there is a chat room. If you look on, there's a chat room. You can start chopping it up or ask your questions, and I will patch you in through as soon as we can. Because I licked that
man. What else can you say about it, brothers? I mean, is Manny Pacquiao a goddamn beast? Is there anybody out there right now can say that Manny just can't do it all? I mean, Miguel Cotto was a legitimate welterweight. He answered all the questions. He took the hits. He was able to maneuver. But like I said before, and I know a lot of Manny Pacquiao fans were upset about me when I said this. I said very one dimensional, but he got the shit done. So why are we? He got the shit done, no matter what. I'm gonna go real quick with Chris from the outside of Sacramento. Will you?
Hey, what's up? What do I gotta say? I gotta say the 24/7 jinx lives on. Man, who's back there cussing like a sailor?
Big baby Jesus, I can't wait, nigga. Fucking, I can't wait.
No rhyme or cause, dude.
Is that Riddler?
Oh my god,
she looks like the.
Yo, who's all on the line? I can't hear anybody.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry right now. I clicked over real quick because we got Alex Ariza that's going to be calling, and he was asking what time do you want we want us to call in. I said, anytime you want to call in, brother. Because,
let my boy Riddler speak. He sounds like he's ready to roll.
You know, I know Rob is like, even my brother was calling, the older brother. He's like, man, they just sound like they just got raped about a few minutes ago and shit.
That's
the
horror movie DVD cover. Check this out.
Yeah.
It was a horror flick. It was like watching Friday the 13th all over again. You know when Jason holds the chick down and shit and don't even want to bang her, but stabs her up to death? That's what it looked like. That's exactly what it looked like.
Yo, 97 Rob, can you hear me, baby?
I'm telling you, man, it was that bad. Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, man, I got to say this and shit, you know, hey, Manny looked great. Did Manny not look good? Rob Riddler out of Puerto Rico. Come on, you got to admit it. Manny looked fucking good, though.
I want to say something. Let's listen to this. Let's listen to this. Manny has stopped Barrera. Manny has stopped Morales. Manny has beaten Marquez. Manny's beaten Oscar De La Hoya. Manny's knocked out Ricky Hatton. And now Manny has stopped Miguel Cotto. This is something unbelievable. I can't be mad. Manny, I can't put it into words right now. I can't be mad. Pride aside, Manny's a beast. I'm telling you,
Manny. Hey, but you know what? No taking nothing away from Miguel Cotto. Miguel Cotto's a fucking man, dog. He's a man because that dude did not want to stop. He tried. I don't give a shit what anybody's going to say, man. You know, out of Puerto Rico, the dude held it together, and he tried every fucking minute. Every second, he was up in for the fight. He had everybody root. If you're Latino, you're going to root for the dude. You know what I'm saying? If you're Latino, man, you're just there. You're going to do it. We got some other. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, when Manny knocked Miguel down, the Filipino like rose inside me, and I jumped out of my seat in a room full of Puerto Ricans, pro code Puerto Ricans, and screamed. I dropped to my knees.
I'm gonna tell you right now, that sounds nasty because you know when you say the Filipino rose in you, the only way they're gonna get Filipino in you and shit is if you're locked up. You know what I'm saying?
That's like that whole thing.
If you're wood, that's like another term for being a white boy. If you're wood, the only way you're gonna rise up is if there's some Mexican in you, if you got raped and shit. But let's hey, before we keep going, and shit, let's go with some other hawk. Out of area code 702. What's up, brother? What's on your mind? And what do you think about the fight for tonight?
Hey, what's up, Dave? This is Dial Day, man.
What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I just want to say, man, I think we all privileged. I mean, we to see Manny fight. I mean, this guy is just amazing, man. I mean, he's
amazing, brother.
I mean, he took apart like a pound-to-pound fighter. You know, he just like took him apart, man. Man, I lost some money.
Hey, the dude is amazing. And you know what, man? I said he's one-dimensional, and he did it one-dimensional. He keep coming, and people thought that, you know what, I was disrespecting him. But I was like, why change his style? The man got it done. Did you see him counter? No, man, he was taking shots, coming forward, breaking Miguel Cotto down. He was backing up the dude. And you know what? I'm going to tie right now. The only thing I was wrong about is when I said, Miguel Cotto can catch him at the ropes, and Miguel didn't do it. You know why? Because Manny was being very reserved. Manny Pacquiao right now, you just got to say, he's a well-rounded fighter. Freddie Roach, hats off. Not only are you a great a matchmaker, but you made a great fighter all at the same time.
I mean, he took some flush shots, which is crazy, man. It's like I was like, oh, my God, can you really take these punches? I mean, and he just walked through them, man. That was the craziest part.
Absolutely, man. Let's go with another hardcore. Don't hang up, brother. Stay on the line. Let's go with another hardcore fight fan. Erico 508, brother. What's on your mind? Do you disagree, or you may have another view of what happened tonight? There, brother. No. Okay. Let's go with Blood. Blood, are you there, brother?
Yeah, I'm here.
Blood,
I'm here, man.
Blood, what's cracking, brother? What you got, man? What you got?
Well, you know, Pacquiao did what he had to do, man. You know, he beat Miguel's ass.
Sad, dog.
you know, y'all want to make him like he's still God and stuff. These commentators on here talking about he like, you know, Henry Armstrong. And man, y'all, all of y'all, man, are a bunch of Manny huggers. All of y'all.
Hey, Manny Hunter, nah, brother. He got the job done. Come on, let's take this tip our hats to Manny Pacquiao. Hold on, right? Let's get some other hardcore fight fans on the line. We're getting a lot of streams right now. Let's go with 856, brother. What's on your mind, man? You agree? Go ahead.
What's good? It's 17 Brandis.
What's up,
Brandon?
Bro?
What you got,
brother?
What's up, man? I watched that fight tonight. Manny Pacquiao just blew him away, man.
Yeah,
I seen at times in the fight when Miguel Cotto was boxing and using his left jab and staying on the outside, I noticed when Manny Pacquiao got close enough to him every time, he was taking him apart. And every time
what's
Miguel Cotto tried
apart?
To exchange, he got ripped apart.
You know what, man? I mean, What can we do? I mean, you can't stop this Filipino sensation, Blood.
Shit,
I mean,
somebody can stop Mayweather, can stop him. I mean, come on, man. I mean, y'all are acting like the man is immortal now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on, man. Call him acting like he's immortal. Like he's immortal now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come
hey,
on, man. He
let's
just,
go, let's
know what
go,
he beat Cotto. He beat Cotto.
Go,
he cheated with getting his 2 pounds and cried and shit.
Man,
so you know he got what he wanted.
On,
man, he got what he wanted.
Drops.
He got his 2 pounds,
give
man.
His drops. Come on,
man,
give
he said, I mean, I'm not saying he. I never said he was a bad fighter. But man, y'all on here like he's the best thing ever, man.
I still think Mayweather is chippy.
He did
exactly.
Exactly.
Thank you, Brandon. Mayweather gonna beat that ass. That's all right. That's all right. Because when Mayweather beat that ass, I'm gonna be laughing.
Yeah,
I'm gonna laugh.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to say,
Listen, hold on, okay? Let's go with area code. This is a private call. Every time we know there's a private... 111, what you got, man?
Are you there? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, good, good. Look, first of all, let me say it was a great fight. I just want to kind of introduce myself. I'm called the Boxing Voice. I'm the voice that you hear behind all the promos. Miguel Cotto.
Oh, what's up, brother? How you doing, man? I've seen your videos.
Yeah, yeah.
Seen your videos, brother. I enjoy them.
Thank you, sir, man. I just want to say this is a great blog talk right now, man. Look, man, why was my man Cotto? I mean, it was like he was on ice skates, dude. I mean, Pacquiao, like, you got to give Cotto at least two rounds. But after that, he was finished. His people wanted to keep him down, you know, after the nine. But since it was a Cotto promotion, they kept him in. Just, you know, he was a relentless fighter. And just out of pride and respect, they kept him in. Don't get me wrong. I love both Cotto and Pacquiao, two of my greatest fighters. But I don't want to see Cotto fight Pacquiao. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I had to go with my man Pacquiao.
You know what, man? I mean, the voice... I don't know if you guys ever checked him out. This guy's, I mean, first off, he's got a voice. This man's got a voice and stuff. You know, I love his voice. He's about the man behind the scenes and stuff. And I've watched, hey, brother, you know what? I don't want you to hang. I hope you stay on the line for a few, man. Because I know you got your Sky, because you do your own show, you know, live, too. So can you give us that plug real quick, man? Because it's a privilege. To have you, blood. Do you know who this man is?
Yeah, man, I'm familiar with him.
So can you give us your plug, brother? Because I love to give you a plug out, man. Because I mean, this is a guy, man. I mean, hey, brother, I gotta appreciate you calling in. This is a privilege.
All right, really quick, my name is Zurich. It's spelled Z-U-R-E-K. The website is Z-U-R-E-K-V-O, as in voiceover.com. I'm the voice of HBO pay-per-view, all the fights that you hear, all the main fights you like, Pacquiao, Cotto, two great fighters. Also, the main voice, if you watch BET, I'm the main voice for BET as well. So I do all of that. That's what I do for a living. But not only a voice, I'm a diehard fight fan. I don't miss a fight. I'll pay to watch Chavez Jr. to fight. You know what I'm saying?
Don't say that, brother.
After tonight, I don't know, but after that, I won't pay for another fight again, man.
He was using his head as a guard in the fight the whole time.
No doubt. Hey, but listen, you guys, I know you got a show to do, but hit me up on my my Twitter or something. Get with me, The Boxing Voice on Twitter, The Boxing Voice on Facebook, and Boxing Voice without the YouTube, and I can do some drops for your show, like some introductions or something like that. I like what you guys are doing.
Oh, man,
no
I appreciate
doubt, brother.
That, brother. You know what I'm saying? Because the Boxing Voice, man, I got to, I mean, shit. Hey, brother, thank you very much for coming through and stuff, man. I mean, it's like I said, it's a privilege to me and Blood, Chris 916, David Chan, and Strikeheart, man, for you coming through and supporting, leaving it in the ring, brother.
And so, and also, theboxingvoice@gmail.com. Hit me there, too. Tell me what you guys want me to say. I'll see it for your show. We'll get it on, man, all right?
All right.
Man, thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. You know?
Okay, man.
Hey, man. Hey, then there's something, the Boxing Voice coming through, you know? I mean, that's all good, man. But, man, you know, I mean, y'all are some huggers, man. Y'all are some real huggers, too.
Yeah, I just
want
to
say, I'm going to leave it at that, man. Get some more fans on here.
Come on. Okay. Before we get into that shit, let's find out what some of the hardcore fighting fans got to say, dog. Because I got to break it down how I saw it, and you're going to break it down how you saw it. I mean, come on, man. Let's just go. Let's go with area code 508. Brother, what did you see? You agree of Manny? I mean, he was dominant, or no?
What I see is, you know, I was never a big Manny Pacquiao fan, and I don't drink the Manny Kool-Aid and what the media gives. But tonight, I was impressed by the fact that he was able to take. I was impressed by the fact that he was able to take Cotto's punches.
He
destroyed Cotto, and I don't think Cotto's a shot fighter. But I still don't see Manny beating Floyd or Sugar Shane.
Yep.
But does he, do you feel that he may give them a run of their money, though, man? I mean, has he proven that he belongs at 147, though? At least belong in that division where he may give them. You may not believe he may not win, but could he win those two fights you just mentioned right now?
I think Floyd, he has less of a chance against Floyd. Against Floyd at this point, even though I don't like Floyd, because Floyd is a boxer, and Cotto gave Manny trouble getting on that fight ball night. And I think Sugar Shane's chin and his will to win and his power. You know, Cotto could hurt Pacquiao, and I was surprised by that. But I think Sugar Shane will hurt him, and if he gets him hurt, he's out of there.
Let me ask you this, man. I mean, have I been drinking too much tonight? But did not Miguel Cotto try to outbox Manny Pacquiao? I mean, did not Manny Pacquiao...
No, he didn't try to outbox him, no.
Come on, man.
No, he was just on survival mode, man. He in the beginning, he tried to come in there and impose his will, and then he started running the rest of the fight. You know, he tried to counter here and there, but, man, you know... He went to one for him, man. Get Mosley or Mayweather, and then we'll see what's up with Pacquiao then.
The first round,
fuck Floyd. Floyd don't want to fight Cotto. Floyd don't want to fight Mosley. And Pacquiao's challenging them. Period. Pacquiao's a goddamn beast. Fuck Floyd. Floyd can kiss my damn ass.
Pacquiao's
going to
get beat.
Man, please.
The very first round, I thought was going to be an easy fight for Cotto. And then he got caught, and then the whole fight changed.
Man, I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, I've been drinking since fucking 5 o'clock, since they started this shit, when they're promoting this stuff.
Yeah, bro, you definitely been drinking. The way you talking right now, you sure been drinking some heavy shit. Because you on the bandwagon right now, brother.
I'm not on the bandwagon, brother. I'm not in the bandwagon, man. I'm telling you right now. Manny, this is what I needed to see from Manny, man. And I gotta admit, I'm loving what he's
saying. I heard one fucking, he steps on God.
All right, listen.
Hold on.
Let's go to another area. We're getting a lot of calls right now. So let's everybody talk. Let everybody. Area code 760-835. What you got, brother? What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up? This is Quiñones. I think I got better firsthand about Cotto. I mean, you got all these people that, you know, they just talk of what they see. But you know what? I've been in the ring with Pat. You know, I helped him get ready for his fight, spar with him 6 rounds.
Yeah,
I mean,
good,
I,
brother.
You know, I know everything. You know, I was even here in my own house with people saying that they were. That, you know, Cotto's going to take it. And, you know, I know Pacquiao's so good. You know, the way, when you see this guy train, there's no way this guy can lose a fight. I think he can even take a chance going up in weight. But, you know, maybe that's a little too much. But, like I see him demolish guys in the gym that are, you know, twice his size.
You know, I mean, Steve, you know, not only have you been in the ring with Manny Pacquiao, you've been in the ring with a lot of guys like Oscar De La Hoya, et cetera, and you're not only that, you're a promoter. So your eyes are a little bit different. I mean, was am I a little off saying that, hey, I think that we got all the answers that we need to say that he's a legitimate 147-pound fighter?
I mean, you look at all the fighters right now. I mean, Shane Mosley started off as a lightweight. You got a lot of fighters that come. I mean, Floyd Mayweather started off as a junior lightweight. I mean, you know, people grow as you mature with your age. You know, you grow and you get stronger. And, you know, as myself, I mean, as me fighting, I started off as a junior lightweight. And, you know, as you get older, it's hard to maintain your weight. But down, you know, you've got to get stronger. And as you go with your. And, you know, maintaining getting stronger, just training harder.
See,
so, you know, I think Manny can dominate any round. I mean, when you, like I said, when you see the guy train, there's just, you know, he leaves no doubt in your mind.
You know, the only thing, Steve, is I got to say is I got to agree with my co-host Blood. Let's not make him sound like he's dominant, because there are some flaws that Money Mayweather can take advantage of. Especially the old man, the old timer, the janitor, who I like to call that cleans up the Golden Boy division, Sugar Shane Mosley, he can take advantage of and stuff, you know. But let's go see real quick, what is the fight card? I mean, Palm Springs, great fight card that's happening on November 28th, right? Am I correct about that? And who's fighting there in Palm Springs?
Well, first of all, let me say I feel so lucky and honored right now to have a main event that I'm going to have, Michael Franco. I mean, you know, I knew Michael Franco in the amateurs. I didn't even know he had turned pro and had a 15-0 record with 12 knockouts. And, I mean, can you hear me?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I can hear you, brother. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah, so, I mean, the guy he's fighting is a guy got a good record. I mean, he's got some losses. I mean, he's 36-7 with 29 knockouts. I mean, that's a record right there. I mean, why would you want to put a guy with 15-0 in there with a guy that's a veteran, you know, got 40-some fights? So I feel honored to have, you know, a fight like this as my main event. Not only that, I got mixed martial arts that's going to be in the event also. And, you know, I think to put on a show like this, it's just you can't lose, you know. I think it's going to attract all audiences, you know, that love combat sports.
Steve, let me ask you this about really quick about Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Should we embrace him? Being your Mexican-American, you know, and knowing who your father is, should we embrace this guy, or is he a bum? Is he a bum, brother? I mean, look at the Puerto Ricans, what they're providing. Should we not be following the same traits? Daniel Santos got dropped a few times, but he keeps fighting all hard, and he fought a tough fight. He fought a real contender. Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. fought somebody he should have beat.
Yeah, you know, I'll be honest with you. From the beginning when Chavez Jr. was, I mean, the guy's grown a lot, I mean, but from the lighter weight division, I knew, you know, this guy ain't going to be nothing. He's going to keep giving them these guys that are, you know, they're not real fighters. I just don't see him even making any statement anywhere until I got to give him somebody good. Somewhere down the line, he hasn't fought nobody, so I don't even think he's anything to even talk about. I think he's a waste of breath.
I heard that.
I heard that, brother. Exactly. I heard that. Hey, Steve, we're going to have a prospect night next Friday night, brother. I hope you come on. I know my PRs are trying to set everything up with your fighters. There's a great card happening in Palm Springs. I'm going to be at that fight card, man. I'm going to be right there in the crowd. I'm going to watch the fight. I'm anticipating to watch it over there in Palm Springs because the weather's always fantastic, brother. So are you going to come in next Friday with your fighters?
I'm going to be there. And you know what? We're going to have a lot of good celebrities there. I mean, we're going to have Timothy Bradley there. Julio Antonio Diaz, we're going to have Abner Mattes. We're going to have a lot of good fighters, and, I mean, not to mention the other guests we're going to have. I mean, we're going to have Flex Wheeler. He's a world champion bodybuilder and actors and a lot of people. I'm getting good feedback from this.
That sounds fantastic, brother. So let's get you on again on Friday night, man. I appreciate you calling tonight because I know this was a big fight. I know you wanted to call in because, you, like I said, you've been in some of the best fighters in the world sparring, and now you're a promoter. I appreciate you taking the time to do this with us. We're leaving the ring. Steve, I can't wait to talk to you again, brother, on Friday again night on Prospect Nights, brother, to promote what's happening in Palm Springs.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate the opportunity, and God bless you guys.
God bless you too, brother. Thank you very much.
Man,
Manny did a great job. I'm going to go back with area code 508 because I know the man. My man was talking. He was breaking down what he thought. Area code 508. Hey, brother, I forgot your name. Go ahead. Take it over again.
Yeah.
Man. The panel's all yours.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Oh, okay, yeah. First, I just wanted to say that Chavez Jr. is a bum, and I'll never watch
exactly.
Him.
Exactly.
He's
a bum. He's a fuck. You know what, man? I'm going to tell you right now. Worst fucking Mexican. Take that goddamn label away from being a Mexican because He flashed nothing. You know what's funny is this. You know what the funny part about it is, back in the days when, like, Gray Hogan would just say that, hey, your dad only fights taxi drivers. This dude really fights nothing but taxi drivers, okay? I mean, this is the funny thing. If one of my family members texted me and said, hey, are you watching the fight? I said, yes, I am. And then she and it was first off, it was a female, okay? So it's not we're not going to bag on her too bad. But she goes, oh, Julio Cesar Chavez, the next great thing. I said, get the fuck out of here. Are you for real? And she said, oh, cousin, primo, don't hate. Don't hate. I said, don't hate. Tell this motherfucker to fight somebody.
It's all over for MMA fights.
Hey. Tell this dude to fight somebody. Why did this guy, I mean, he's moving up to 160. Who the fuck is Troy?
Nothing's going
on. Come on.
Radio,
come on.
Radio ain't working, man. I'll be up for tomorrow.
Boo boy, you fucking...
Troy, man. This dude ain't from the movie Troy. He ain't going to build a horse. He's not going to sneak in the middle of the night and cut your throat. I mean, I understand the guy's brother is in a coma because he's got the swine flu, but, yo, he didn't fight like that. Get out of here. Give me somebody that's going to fight for his life. Give me somebody that's going to make you want to fight that you want to fight. Give me somebody that's going to make you fight.
Well, when he gets, he's going to get his ass knocked the fuck out.
What peso was that, man? What weight was that?
I can't. I don't know. Daniel Santos. Daniel
oh my
Santos.
God. Yo,
Is there anything
you want to hear
from me? Because Yuri Foreman was doing pretty damn good. Yo, everybody talk about Yuri Foreman real quick.
Yo, I mean, Yuri Foreman's a beast. Yo, he did his thing.
He actually was some ass. That was crazy. Yeah, Foreman was the man. Foreman looked good. I thought he looked crisp.
He looked strong.
Technical Jones.
He has good footwork, too. I like how he mixes his footwork in with his combinations. I like how he's patient. I like how he doesn't over-exaggerate. But Daniel Santos...
I'm going to tell you now. I like the way that Strikecard is buzzing and shit, because he goes, Yahoo!
I mean...
Hey, Strikecard.
What's up?
Hey, I'm going to tell you now. I'm going to tell you what's up, because I got to stand in front of right now saying, Dave, what are you talking about? Thomas is a bum. I'm going to agree with the other cat. Hey, he's a bum. Check this out. Let's go with, I got David Chan on the line. Dave, and before you start talking, I got 508 on the line. So, am I lying? Did Julio Cesar Chavez look like a bum? Is he a bum or what?
He's terrible. I wouldn't watch him. On free TV again, I slept through the whole fight waiting for the Toto Pac-Man fight.
Okay. David Chen, are you on the line, brother?
Yes, sir, I'm right here.
Is he a bum, or would you watch him again? Would you pay to watch this guy fight a nobody once again?
Yo, I've seen Chavez Jr. before, and I didn't want to see him. Those time, never mind this time. I was like, you know what? If you got something to do, some people to pick up, some food to go pick up, you know, do it now. Do it during this fight. He's gonna go all 12 rounds. You got plenty of time. Just go take care of your business. Come back for the main event.
Woo!
I mean, I didn't enjoy a second of that fight.
I like the burp and shit because that just tells you how much we've been drinking tonight. Let me tell you this first off, man. As a hardcore fight fan. We do not give a shit if you're a black guy, if you're a white guy, if you're a Chinese guy, Filipino, if you're a Mexican. It don't matter, man. You know what we want? What is it that we want, Strikeheart?
A fight.
good fucking fight. Good fight. Can you text him another hardcore fight fan real quick? 917. 917, brother, what do you got on your mind?
I'll figure out what's going on later. See you, bro.
Strike is drunk. Strike is drunk.
Man, he's done. That man is out.
Yo, that's Colazo's trainer. Dave, 917 is Luis Colazo's trainer. Put him through.
What's up, brother? How you doing?
What's up, man? What's going on?
Good, brother. Man, I mean, everybody here, we're just talking about the fight that just happened right now. You know, obviously, Jesus Chavez has disappointed a lot of hardcore fight fans. Manny Pacquiao, to me, in my opinion, has upped it up a little bit because I think he's a legitimate welterweight. So what do you think?
I thought it was a great fight, man. I mean, he executed his plan real good. I think Cotto kind of went at him too fast. I think Cotto thought he was going to kind of like blow him out of the water, and I think he made a mistake with that. I thought if he laid back a little bit and stand his ground, I think he had a better chance.
Is he a factor right now, in your opinion? In your opinion, as a businessman, forget about who you represent as a businessman. Mm-hmm. Is he a factor right now in the 147 pounds? Even though the bout did come down at 145, is he a factor in the welterweight division?
Pacquiao?
Mm-hmm.
Pacquiao was a great fighter. I would like to see him and Floyd fight. I think that should be the next fight to happen. You know what I mean? I think he has proven himself. He's been through the three last guys that put him in there with. So I think he has proven himself to be legitimately, you know, considered to be one of the best welterweights there right now. So you got to give him his props.
Let me ask you this. Did you watch from the beginning of the card, or did you only watch the main event?
No, I saw the Yuri Foreman fight, and then I looked at the Chavez fight and then that fight.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, the beginning of the card was very impressive. It was a continental championship between Alfonso Gomez and Jesus Soto Cross. And I was very interested in that fight because I follow both these guys, and Jesus is a tough fighter. He was trained by Capetillo, who is known for the main trainer who loaded up Margarito's gloves.
Right.
It's also managed by Sergio Martinez. You know, but the reason why I was interested, because I wanted to see what, because I've interviewed Alfonso Gomez twice, okay?
Right.
And they've told me, I mean, Alfonso's people have told me, oh, he's going to improve. He was struggling. He wasn't motivated. I saw a very motivated Gomez. He took the win, but how far can we go? I mean, right now, I just heard that you didn't watch that fight. I hope you guys look at that fight because this is a very interesting fight. I mean, Luis Colazo needs fights, obviously. So since this guy got a fight against a guy that has been looked at, and he had a crowd roaring for him and a following that was rooting for him, which is Jesus Soto Cross, that might be a possibility where Luis could come in and fight a guy who I had said about a year ago that might make some sense because of the fact of the Puerto Rico versus Mexico type of triumph. What do you think?
I had called Brad Goodman before because we're friends, you know what I'm saying, who's a matchmaker at Top Rank, and I mentioned that to him. I told him I think that might be a good fight down the road with him and Lou, you know what I mean? And this may be the time for it. I mean, both of them are in a good position to, like, you know, head up the next one or two fighters that, you know, keep busy and keep an interesting fight on HBO or Showtime or something like that, you know?
Let me ask you this, man. How impressed did you see Manny Pacquiao right now?
I don't know if you guys like karate, man, but I think he gave me a Bruce Lee performance tonight, man. You know, he went out there and dismantled Cotto. You know what I mean? I mean, he did it in style. I still like Cotto. I think Cotto still has a, you know, he could still fight up there with the top four or five guys in the world, but I don't know where his career goes from now. It's up to him.
Did it scare you a little bit? I mean, come on, let's be honest. Did you look at your, I mean, were you with Luis, and did you look at Luis and say, hey, yo, don't ever fight this cat. This guy is too much.
Well, you know what I mean. When you're a fighter, you don't think, you know, I'm I came up with fighting, and I think when you want to be the best, you got to fight the best. And if he's the beast of the time, you got to fight him. That's what it comes to. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to fight him for just saying you want to fight the guy. It has to make sense in, you know, making, getting paid and doing the right thing. But I think Louis could step up in there and fight any one of these guys. You know what I mean? I mean, we always did. We don't, you know, we're not laid back from anybody or think he's that dangerous. I think Louis has a better sense of the ring awareness instead of trying to run out there and try to, you know, try to knock guys out. I don't think he knows that's not part of his game, and he could adjust just as Manny could in the ring.
I mean, you might be right about that, but, I mean, Miguel Cotto's got some great sense in that ring, and we saw what happened tonight. Sense doesn't make sense when it comes to Manny Pacquiao when he steps into the ring.
Yeah, but, you know, every expert on boxing, and I think in Cotto's mind that they got in his mind that he was going to be the bigger guy, the bigger puncher, and that didn't work out tonight. You know, it was just like when Durant.
I never thought that.
Me neither.
I never thought that the bigger sense would have gone. I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to say this the honest truth. Listen, and I even said this to a lot of the Manny Pack, and the Filipinos were pissed off at me in the beginning. This was about a year ago. Hey, Blood, you remember this? I mean, a lot of the guys in the panel, they got to remember this. Even the guys are calling. You got to remember this. I'm the first man. Just like Larry Merchant said, oh, Oscar De La Hoya, Manny Pacquiao. I'm the first guy that said Manny Pacquiao versus Miguel Cotto. It makes a lot of sense.
Right.
They're not much bigger from each other. And as a matter of fact, watching the weigh-in, you saw Manny almost, and even walking into the fight, you saw Manny almost more equally to the same height. But
no, you're absolutely right. I think, you know, at this point, I think there's no other fight to make out there than Floyd and Pacquiao. You know what I mean? People, I think that fight is the money fight. I don't think there's no other fight for both guys, and I think they should fight. You know what I mean? I think that's good for boxing. I think Manny bringing a different side of the world to the boxing game, I think he has a lot more in the game. I think he's what happened in boxing today has a whole lot to do with Manny. Manny brings a lot to the table. I think he helps a diverse of boxing fans and people more in a worldwide of boxing today, you know?
Absolutely, man. I'm going to go with Blood. You know, Blood, I know my brother Blood from another mother. I know he's over. He's shaking it up in a little bit because, you know, Blood, what do you got, brother? I know you got a lot to say about it. I know you were saying a lot right now and a minute ago, saying that we're jumping on the bandwagon a little bit too much. What do you got, Blood?
Yeah, man. You know, I mean, I think Manny Pacquiao did his thing, and I'm giving him props. I'm not trying to say that Manny Pacquiao ain't a great fighter, but, you know, in this day and age in boxing, man, the best fighters ain't fighting each other. He still did get the fight at the catchweight, you know, you know, so I'm looking at a lot of y'all are on here talking about, oh, is he fit into the 147 division? The fight wasn't even at welterweight, so I don't even know what y'all are talking about. None of y'all. You know, I don't really agree with what none of y'all are saying. I think y'all are a bunch of dick pullers tonight, and y'all need to get off that alcohol. Because, I mean, he still got to prove himself as a welterweight. When he fights his next fighter, are we going to have some stipulations now for him?
Well, those are the kind of questions I'm asking.
Well,
I think that's why I made him and Floyd good, because Floyd fought a catchweight too, and he didn't make his catchweight the last time. So, you know, that's why he ended up costing him $600,000. And all these fighters, all they used to Oscar fought at a heavier weight. Oscar was a lightweight. So all these guys are pretty much campaigning at lightweights or junior welterweight. So they all now legitimately welterweights. You know what I'm saying? Even Cotto was at 140. Made 145. I think Cotto made a bad mistake by signing that contract at 145.
Let me ask you this because I gotta agree with a couple of the Filipinos that are in the chat room saying, is it welterweight between 141 to 147?
Exactly.
Yeah, but still, he still had to make the 2 pounds. He still had to come down 2 pounds.
Let me ask you this. I'm gonna say it again. But no, even Mosley.
From 141 to 147. That's welterweight, not 141 to 145. So that's stupid right there.
No, be anything between 141 and 147 is welterweight, Blood.
I know, but that fight was cut off at 145, so they ain't welterweight. That's the catchweight fight. That's the catchweight fight, and
Cotto was a true welterweight when he came in. I mean, he...
Come on, man.
Yeah, I'm not trying to say he wasn't, man, but I'm just saying, man, it's bullshit, man. What they,
y'all
are falling into the same thing the media doing, man. Y'all might as well start saying, just like them HBO commentators, he's the greatest Henry Armstrong and stuff. Y'all
I'm
might as well go ahead and say
no,
that.
No, no,
go
no,
ahead
no,
and
no,
put
no,
the icing
no,
on the cake,
never heard.
Bro. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead and put the icing on the cake, bro. Go ahead.
You never heard me say that. There was no. First off, you know what? The weights. I mean, look.
The whole thing is on the cake, brother. You falling in there with the media, bro.
Damn.
No. Disappointing me, man. You disappointed me, bro.
Listen. The whole seven weights is bullshit. We all know that, okay? He did not win seven weights. That's all bullshit, okay? Because in every weight division, there's like four titles. That's all bullshit. Let's throw that out the door. But did he win tonight? Let's talk about that. Did he not win tonight? Yes, he did. He won tonight.
Yeah, he won impressively, man. I mean, tonight is like the night you know, you got to say he's the best fighter tonight. Next fight, he might not be, you know? So that's what's good about boxing. Boxing, you could have a run of two or three fights. Just like when Roberto Duran beat Sugar Ray Leonard in Montreal. Everybody thought Leonard was going to walk through him, but he was a bigger guy. It didn't happen that way, you know? So this is boxing. Boxing, that wasn't no catch weight. He moved up from a lightweight to a welterweight and beat Leonard, you know what I'm saying? And it was a good fight. It was a great fight. Same thing tonight. You know, we can't discredit boxing. These are the fights we want to see and the people want to see. And these guys like Pacquiao and Cotto fighting each other, that sets a stage for it. You know, some of the other fights on the undercard, like the Chavez fight, I didn't care to see. You know what I'm saying? Those are fights that need to be put on the undercard, real undercard, and give other guys opportunities to fight out there.
So what weight do you think that the Pacquiao and Mayweather fight, do y'all think it should be at a catch weight, or do y'all think it should be for the welterweight title?
41 to 147. If they decide to fight at 45, then it's 45. If they decide to fight at 47, it's 47. You know what I mean? If they're going to fight for a welterweight title, then it should be 147. It shouldn't be no catch weight.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know what? I'm gonna say this. Listen.
Yeah.
Listen. I don't think that Miguel Cotto, let's be honest, okay? Miguel Cotto had a whole country. Floyd Mayweather has a whole world behind him and talking about a welterweight division. Now that Manny has dominated Miguel Cotto and whatever happened tonight, do we not all agree, let's make this happen? Can Manny Pacquiao beat Floyd Mayweather? I'm going to tell you right now, there is a great possibility, but until we see it, we do not know. Now, can Floyd Mayweather make him look like a goddamn fool? Yeah, I think so. I think Floyd Mayweather may expose him for what a lot of people want to see, what he's exposed for, which is a clown in the ring. He makes a lot of mistakes. But what if he's not a clown? What if he's not Mr. Bozo with the red nose, with the big shoes, dancing around? He may have something that we've all been waiting for, which is
it's Floyd's athletic ability that's going to make the difference in that fight to me. I think he's going to match Pacquiao for athletic ability.
We do not know that, brother, until it happens.
When we talk about Floyd, you know, the world behind Floyd. Yeah, the world is behind Floyd, but they want to see him get beat. I think he's a great fighter. I think Pacquiao is a great fighter. I think no matter what you think about Pacquiao, he's all balanced. He's still throwing a punch, and that's hard to do. That's almost like Michael Jordan, you know, dribbling the ball and going above the rim, man, you know, in his days. You know what I'm saying? So you got to give him credit for what he does. He's few guys could be punching in the air like he does, you know, punching going backwards or sideways. You know, that's a real athlete there. You know, it's hard to get guys like that. I think Floyd back in the day when Floyd was bouncing on his feet, you know, was the same kind of way. Nobody could get to him. Now it's a little more, and I think he's going to have to be a little sharper on his feet with Pacquiao. He can't just stand there and think his defense is going to get him through that fight, because it's not. You know what I mean? Because he's going to have a lot of angles coming at him, and it's going to be an interesting fight. But like you say, if this is the fight the public want to see, then that's what they should show, and that's what he's doing.
Shit, exactly. You know? If this is the public we want to see, let's go with some other hardcore fight fans, okay? We're going to continue. Area code 760972. What do you got, brother? Do that. All partying and stuff, man. Come on, what you got, brother?
This dude dialed as soon as you said hello, he passed out.
We can't hear y'all. It sounds like you're trying to say something.
Hello?
He's trying to say something. Hello? Are you there, brother? 760, what you got?
Hello?
Hey, whoever got the radio on, can you turn it down, please? The blog talk?
Hello?
Yo,
yeah. Go ahead, brother.
Here with you. Yeah. Somebody got the radio on. They need to turn it down because it's just going off.
Hello?
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 Oh, my God. All right.
And they're done. This,
hey,
what's
this,
up?
Mute them real quick. Hello? Can you hear me?
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, brother. What's up, man? What do you got, brother? What you got in this conversation?
I'm just jumping in, dog, but that was a crazy fight, bro. Hey, I didn't think Cotto was going to get beat that bad.
He didn't get beat that fast. He got beat for 11 rounds. I mean, 12 rounds, brother.
No, you got beat, dog. I don't care how you put it. You got beat.
He got his ass whipped tonight, man. It wasn't no, you know, he got beat. I mean, I did it to him.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy. I don't
you
know
thought,
any
you
other
thought
way
he got beat?
It.
Hold on.
No, you know what? I don't think, man, no, he got assaulted, I think, homie. There's another HBO documentary that you put up on that shit.
Assault in the Ring, part two.
Yeah, part two. You know what I mean? Instead of Gesto was fucking packed.
Filipino typhoon hit Cotto tonight. Shit.
Hey, it was horrible, man. I actually thought Cotto might be able to pull it off. I was thinking, like, you know, maybe Cotto will be his first real test, but Pac just flew through him, man. He flew through the body punches. I mean, Cotto got a couple good uppercuts in there, and Pac was laughing. He was smiling at the dude, like, bring it on. You know what I mean? It was bad. It was actually good to see because he's seen a little bit of boxing history with Manny Pacquiao tonight. You know, 7 title. He just walked right through him, dog. It was great. I loved it. I loved every minute of it.
That's exactly why I can't be mad.
You need to continue getting hit with that bamboo in the stomach, man. It's true tonight. This is working. Hey, I was telling my boy that. I was like, see what happens when you get your ass beat by some bamboo, homie?
I gotta be honest. I'm gonna be honest, man. Like, you know, when it comes down to hold on real quick. Jess, you reeking, you on the line, brother?
Yo, my heart is broken right now.
I know you're heartbroken. That's why you've been drinking. You know what I'm saying? You almost sound like Rob Riddler and all that.
Yeah, you Rob Riddler. He fucked me up. He sounds just like Rob Riddler, man. What the hell?
Are y'all
related or something?
We actually been talking before the fight.
I'm going to tell you right now, you guys almost sound about as quiet as when Julio Cesar Chavez got knocked on his ass by Frankie Randall. Mexico is about as quiet as you guys right now with Miguel Cotto getting his ass whooped by Manny Pacquiao. You guys are pretty quiet right now, brother. What's going on?
I don't really give a shit. I mean, I'm happy that Manny won, but I'm just shocked that...
I'm shocked.
He give a shit. He said he don't give a shit. Whatever, man.
I'm shocked that Manny won like that. But that he won, I'm not mad at that. But I'm trying to tell you, like,
because Cotto fought his ass off. Come on. Give Miguel Cotto his props, bro. He fought his ass off. He tried.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
To stop it.
I can't. That's
you know what I'm
saying. I can't be mad. I just can't be mad. That's what I'm saying. Everything happened in the fight, and Manny won.
Can I interrupt here for a second? As drunk as I am.
Go for it, brother. I know you've been drinking.
You know what pissed me off?
Go ahead.
You know what pissed me off? Saying.
You already cried.
Oh.
You already cried. Don't cry.
Maybe Margarito didn't have concrete gloves.
Nah, get out of here with that bull crap. Come on.
Did you hear
Come
it?
On.
Did you hear it?
I can hear it. I can really hear your bottom lip shivering when you wanted to say that right now. Come on, man. Give
give Manny his props, dog. Manny was a beast. A beast.
Manny was the man tonight, man. There ain't no doubt about it.
Manny was
the
beast.
Got money, man. The boxing fans got their money worth tonight.
Yeah, you need to change his nickname. They need to call him the
Typhoon.
You
are a woman. Let me ask you this. Okay, let me ask you guys all this right now. If it was against another Filipino, would you feel the same right now? If Manny knocked out another Filipino fighter, would you feel the same? Would you feel exactly what you're talking about right now?
Yeah, I would.
Or would you be saying
the same shit? It was just good for boxing, man. I think the boxing people came out tonight to support boxing. You know, most of the people. You had your split fans, but I think it was a lot of true boxing people wanted to see a good fight, and I think a good fight came of it. It wasn't like
great fight.
It was an entertaining fight, no doubt.
If you're Puerto Rican,
if you're a Puerto Rican,
I'm not going to lie right now. I'm Puerto Rican.
But listen, do not hang. I'm going to tell you now, because Miguel Cotto, just like when he fought Antonio Margarito with some cement, which when they showed on HBO, there was some, there was some breaks in his ram wraps. There was some breaks in his ham wraps. You got to be proud that Miguel Cotto did not fold up. Come on, man. Be
that's
proud of your man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't. That's why. If Cotto would have just backed off and said, "Fuck this, I'm done," and you would have quit, I would have been really pissed right now. But
Do y'all feel like his family quit on him though? His wife walking out. What y'all think about that with the kid?
I think that was probably right, brother.
Because he was getting beat bad, man. Can you imagine being a little kid seeing your father? I mean, his face is horrible, man. Like every bone was broken. That shit's hard to look at when you love somebody.
That was for the benefit of the kid.
You know what, man? I'm gonna tell you
David, let me ask Mr. Lorik something real quick. I mean, how is that? Like, when you have a fighter and they're getting beat bad, do you ever have the family that walks out where they just couldn't see it no more?
I think it's sometimes it do happen, and you got to look at that emotion. I think his father should have stepped in, like, in the ninth round and say, yo, that's enough for my son. You know, not let your son make that decision.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Or the corner. You know what I mean? You know, you fight as hard as a warrior. So it's up to the corner to say, look, that's enough. I think they would have stopped it in the ninth round. It would have looked like he's still a warrior. They stopped it anyway. They left it up to the referee, which was a bad choice at that point. You know, and Miguel had given up, I think, to a certain point. He was looking for help in the corner to say, look, let's, you know, you guys got to look out for me as a warrior. And I don't think they did that.
And weren't they discussing stopping the fight? Didn't Cotto, like, at one point say, yeah, you know, I had enough, but then, like,
but
he
like
just sat down and
said. You're right. That was like going into the 12th round, but it was already too late. I mean, he took, like, 3 rounds of beating that he didn't supposed to, just like in the Margarito fight, although he had loaded gloves. They let them go 2 or 3 rounds too long, man. And those are the fights that rest up your whole life for your career, you know?
Well, Miguel said he's going to continue to fight. You think he should continue to fight at this point?
I think he should. Before we answer any of that, we got a lot of people on the line. Before we answer, let's go on a quick break because, you know, we need one real quick. So nobody hang up. Let's just go on a quick break. It's only going to take about 2-3 minutes. I got to take a piss break. I know everybody in the chat room's got to take a piss break. Everybody on the panel's got to do it. So let's talk about it, Jack.
I don't think they're ready for this shit. Hey, yo, let me take their ass back to the club real quick. Watch it, bring it, say it. Watch it, turn it, leave it. Stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, say it. Watch it, turn it, leave it. Stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, say it. Watch it, turn it, leave it. Stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, say it. Watch it, turn it, leave it. Stop, I'm at it.
Who be the king of this town?
Hey,
bust a bus, back to just put a lock on the town.
Uh-huh.
Now that my bitches be coming for miles around. See, they be coming, cause they know how to guard
you. Turn it up, now you know who holding the throne, so give me the crown. Niggas saluting and trying to give me your pound. I don't really fuck with you niggas is clowns. Making the bitches slip and throw the shit on the ground.
Get low, bus.
Now that's the way that it goes.
Uh-huh.
When we up in the spot, the shit be flooded with holes.
Come on, see, when you're making hot, the chicks will come out their clothes. That's when they get it. Mommy already know I'm
turn it up, shorty wildin' and shorty open, she beasting it out. For the record, guess a second, I'm freaking it out.
Come on,
watch it trying to touch it, I was peeping it out. She turned around and was trying to put my dick in her mouth. I let her
touch it, bring it, say it. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm out.
watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it, catch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it.
And as we start again, I'm ringing the bell. Uh-huh. When I come, I be doing it and doing it well. Uh-huh. Then I beat up the coochie and be making it swell, trying to hide the smell of the set, praying on a Chanel.
Then they try to walk with a strap, so no one could tell.
Come on.
How a nigga got in they bus, made everything jail.
Come on.
Got a chicken while like a nut, she blowin' my hair.
Come on.
Can't get enough of the kid, I put her under my spell.
Get low, bro. Crowded, mommy, move it along.
Uh-huh.
If you know you about it, then get to removing your thong.
Uh-huh.
To the whip and back of the truck, it's where you belong. After the yak, you be the type of raunchy shit that
turn
you
turn up, street niggas will strike it because my movement is strong.
Come on.
Cause we consistently rapping, see my money is long. All my bitches is with me, see how they singing the song. That's how we get in the stick and we be dicking along. I let them.
Catch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Catch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Catch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Catch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it.
The guard of the block, the sheet that I'm back. Uh-huh. Every single time that I drop, this shit is a wrap.
Uh-huh.
For the niggas hating the kid, I'm close to the strap, because all these bitches want to come talk and sit on my
turn lap. It up. Every time I give you bang, sit there knocking your whip.
Come on.
Nigga always do a sting, bitch, locking the strip.
Come on.
Lot of mommy just dancing and they shaking their hips.
Huh.
After that, they get slow and put the thing on their neck. I let them.
Catch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stuck from at it. Catch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Catch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Catch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Catch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Catch it, bring it, babe.
Leave it in the ring. Touch it, leave it. Bang with Busta Rhymes, man. We're back. The aftermath of Miguel Cotto versus Manny Pacquiao. A lot of emotions running. A lot of emotions running. We got a full house. So I'm going to go with David Chen. David Chen, what did you see? And what did you think, brother?
Man, I thought Manny looked real good, man. No matter what you say, you don't just do that to Miguel Cotto. Not anybody can just do that. And I got a problem with Cotto's corner, man. He needs to fire that corner. He needs to fire that trainer. He needs to just start from scratch if he wants to keep fighting. Because
you really think so, man? I thought Miguel Cotto's corner was doing the best they could. I mean, he was hard. I mean, honestly, come on, let's be honest, Dave. Did Miguel Cotto look bad? I mean, I thought I seen the best Miguel Cotto and the best that he can do tonight.
Well, Dave, I'll say this, though. Miguel Cotto, whenever he fights, and he's lived this way for years, it seems like he's the only one in there. He doesn't really have people helping him with tactics and stuff like that, you know? And he's kind of a boss man just by himself, comes up with the kind of way he's going to fight and just does it in the fight, you know? And in some way, that's a good thing because he's kind of a boss man himself. But in a way, he doesn't have a mind like Freddie Roach to help him out and to make the fight easier on him. It seems like he's just in there by himself and he's fighting the whole other fighter's camp. You know, and I think his strengthening coach is not good enough to be his trainer because they weren't really giving him any advice tonight. I thought Cotto looked good first of all. I thought he started off the fight looking better than he has looked in the past few fights. It just he kind of didn't do the plan that everybody thought he would. He kind of wanted to impose his size on Manny just like so many fighters before him. And instead of staying behind the jab that was working so well in the beginning, you know, he kind of opened himself up for Manny and then started taking those shots. So, I mean, I thought could have done better, but all credit to Manny. Not anybody could have just done that performance just now.
You know, I'm going to say this, man. Instead of fight, just said something right now. He said, I thought Cotto looked really good against Pac, but, you know, a lot better. I got to agree with that. I thought he looked fantastic. I thought he was doing some things there, like hard pivoting, staying away from the ropes, which I thought that would benefit him if he went against those ropes and maybe allowed Manny to open up, square up, and then drop the left hand so that Miguel Cotto can land something big, but he didn't do that. He tried to keep it in the middle of the ring, which I thought it was going to be terrible for him in the get-go, but he was still missing some shots. And really, he was slipping a lot of shots from Manny Pacquiao, but the shots that did land, it was being very effective and stuff. But I know you think that. I know you're gonna say no bullshit and stuff. But
what?
I don't know, man. I gotta agree. I mean, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I saw tonight. What do you think?
I agree with you. I definitely agree with you. Cotto looked very well prepared tonight. I think I actually was telling everybody, I think the weight did him good because he's never looked that good in a weigh-in. He's never looked that good going into a fight. You know, usually going into a fight lately, he looks kind of soft. And today he was ripped, ready to go. But like I said, Cotto did good. Manny was just better tonight. And he's just, I don't know what to say about Manny. You know, he just takes the breath away. You know, like he's just a true champion. And he's fighting guys. He's fighting guys that you know, guys in the weight class don't want to fight. You know what I'm saying?
It could be the reason why people do not want to give him a spot, because it's his fans that really turn off a lot of people. Let's go with another hardcore fight fan that's calling in. Area code 215. Would it be that it's his fans that ruin it, that doesn't allow hardcore fans to really lavish what he's been doing right now, and it's the pinnacle of his career?
What's going on, 97 and all? This is Ride or Die from Gargi Burrow. Appreciate it. Yeah, you know.
I'm on a ride. I'm going to ride or die. Ride or die, or die, or die. What's up, brother? What's cracking, brother?
Oh, man, it's good. It's like, what, 2:30 my time. I can't even sleep. An exciting fight. You know, it's funny, man. Their fans, you know, it's funny. They always talk about how bad Eagle fans are, how bad Raider fans are, you know. Talking about how you can't take your kids to an Eagles game because we'll pour a cup of beer on a 12-year-old kid's head. But some of these Manny fans, they get out of control, man. They really do. But, you know, nevertheless, Manny's a great guy. Sometimes his fans get a little out of pocket. But, you know, he's a great guy. He's a great boxer, a freak of nature. I mean, he belongs in the same.
I don't know, man. Hold on. Ride or die, because I know blood right now. He's not blood. What do you got, brother? I know you're not agreeing with this. I know you're not agreeing with this, brother. What do you got?
Maybe blood has his phone on mute again? I don't know. Did the Pacquiao typhoon hit blood too?
I know you're there. I know you're there, brother. Where you at?
Oh, hey, yo. Yo, man, my bad. My phone was on mute.
What's up, blood?
Hey, what's up? Hey, man, the whole time I was talking, but, man, my damn phone was on mute. I'm sorry. What's up, Ryder Thigh? What's up, baby?
What's going on,
yo,
brother?
Hold on. Before you say anything, I want to say this real quick, man. Listen, fam, that's a hardcore fight fans, okay? Listen, first off, before anybody starts blasting on my boy, okay? Remember this. Don't email me about what you think about blood. This is one of my very closest friends in the world. It's like my brother. I am not going to agree with you. I may not agree with him what he's saying right now, but I will not agree with you on what you think he's saying. Oh, he's a racist. He don't like there has no truth behind it. Blood has substance. Blood, explain to them why you do not agree with me or the whole place right now. It's in the house of what they're saying.
Well, I just don't think, you know, I think that people are over-exaggerating. I say that Manny Pacquiao, what he did was a good thing. He fought a great fight, and, you know, he definitely raised the stock tonight. But let's not jump to, you know, let's not give him too much props just yet. You know, there's still Mayweather out there. There's still Mosley. There's still stipulations that they want to make when he fights his fight. They want the fight to be at 145. Let's stop all that stuff and let's just see him fight at 147. You know, let's do it like
we
did in the old days.
But if Mayweather won't fight him, no blood. I mean, come on now. Let's be realistic. And what Manny did right now to Miguel Cotto and my lamb rider died from Gargi Grill, you got to agree with me. If Floyd a very prideful African American will not fight Manny Pacquiao, then where do we go from there? He ain't gonna fight Floyd. He ain't gonna fight Sugar Shane Mosley. Sugar Shane's got a date already settled for January 30th, which is against Andre Berto. I mean, why? What is Manny's got? I mean, Manny's already proven what he's got to do. So, who's got to make the move next?
You know, it's funny. The most logical step we were just talking about it is for Manny to really fight, or Floyd to really fight Manny, for them two to link it up and fight. But at this point in the game, I mean, I'm not going to really tell you who will win that fight. I got my own opinion. That's something different. But I personally don't think that fight's going. I mean, there's a lot of money to have in that fight, to making that fight. I personally don't think that fight's going to happen for some strange reason. Manny might as well call out Paul Williams. I mean, at this point in time, I mean, you know. I mean, seriously, man. I mean, he's running out of options. I mean, who's really going to fight him? I mean, what? Colazio, I mean, who?
Should
Manny, I think anybody would fight Manny. I think anybody would take that opportunity with Manny because of Manny's status at this time. So, you know,
I think the fight with him and
Mayweather would happen.
Well, let me ask you this. So, let's say Manny right now. What he did, he was dominant against Miguel Cotto. He did exactly what a lot of people were anticipating. I'm going to say right now, there was a lot of Manny Pacquiao fans telling me, oh, you're wrong. Your prediction is wrong. He's going to blow him out in 2-3 rounds. Mm-hmm. We knew that wasn't going to happen. It was the unrealistic people, the people that really, the Manny Pacquiao fans, a lot of people don't like Manny Pacquiao fans, first off, because they're idiots. They don't even watch boxing.
All of them are idiots. They don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Not all of them.
But not all of them, but the extreme ones who are just like, you know, Manny's God and all that. There's so many of them. It's just,
exactly.
You know,
those are the ones I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Because we all knew that this was a legitimate challenge. Miguel Cotto is no pushover. This guy is going to come and fight, and it's exactly what they – I mean, we even had Miguel Cotto fans that were dumbasses that were leaving shit on my profile. It's not even close, nice to him. Well, email me. You don't know shit about boxing, brother. You don't know nothing.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to tell you this, too. The other thing, too, I was going to say to your point, I had the same thing happen on our site. You know, they were saying, oh, you know, he's going to blow him out. Manny's going to blow him out, knock him out, da-da-da-da. We picked the same thing, you know, like, okay, it would get stopped TKO. But it was funny because I'm sitting here trying to, you know, have logic with these guys and reason, like, hey, you know, Mr. Home Depot, a.k.a. Sheetrock Man, couldn't even stop dude. Like, he didn't knock him out cold. He stopped him. And it seemed like Miguel pretty held up to that. You know, he just cornered through in the towel. That was it. So what makes you think that Manny is going to really and truthfully just hit this guy one punch and knock him out like he did Ricky Hatton? I could see him doing it with accumulation over, you know, course of the whole fight, but not like one punch. That's what they made it seem like, and it didn't happen like that. So speed kills.
Speed kills, brother. And you know what, man? And the thing is about this, I think I've said this before, and blood, I know you know what I'm talking about. When I said the saddest part about Manny Pacquiao at this moment is the reason why people do embrace him is because of the fact of his fans. Shut up, fans. Let him fight. He's proving it. Just shut the hell up already. I mean, I'm sick of hearing a lot of fans say, oh, he could do this, he could do that.
Yeah, because what they do is they make people turn off of him, off of Manny Pacquiao. They talk so much trash that you start not liking the fans, and you end up going against them because of his fans, man, you know.
It's terrible. It's terrible, man. You know, and that's the thing that I think, you know, because I met Manny. He's a great guy. He's a good dude. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he is. He really is. He's a good dude. Really good-hearted person, but shut the fuck up already, Manny Pacquiao fans. Just shut your trap, man.
Yeah,
you've never been in
good.
The ring, so shut up.
We're going
to go to
a
quick break. I'm gonna go to a quick break right now. Leave it in the ring. We got a packed house in the chat room. always, like, you know, I mean, we're going to take it to the next level. But let's go on a quick break. I can take a piss break real quick, man. I got to sober up. Blood. I got to sober up, dog. Ride or die. I'm going to ride. I'm going to ride or die. Ride or die. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to get at him.
I'm cold right at him, son. Come on. You see these monkey see monkey dudes only holding 22s, ain't fucking nothing, letting nothing die. You see, I wrote for Dolo, I don't need a tour. I pack about a gun or two, but Lenny and I'm letting stuff fly. And I don't give a fuck about the law, cause I've been here before. I've been locked in, boxed in, adolescents at war. I've been locked up, shot up, niggas calling the cops up. I make these niggas shit in their drawers. I've seen it all, let's move on to the scale. The soda and the fish scale, we be making crack like this. Let's forget about hell, nigga, them jails, them goddamn pigeons. If they gon' make me clap, bitch. See, I'm all over the beach, you know I'm all up in the street. My niggas and bitches bane it is. Check it if it don't shine, believe me, homies, I pack tonight. And I'ma bang till I empty my clip. You know my style, with my Tims on my feet and the gat on my back when I'm strapping. You know I'm grinding, nigga. You have to see me with nines if you wanna stop mine. Be two steps ahead and you be one shot from dying. I don't run from feds for the bread, I'm fine. These chicks say they love me, but I know they lying. The closest thing to me only beating my iron. And I ain't lying.
I've been doing this rap thing for years, ain't a damn thing changed. Still on the block with my dogs, kicking the slang, cooling the gang. Don't sell a E or K, it's just my thing. Street cats respect my name, got the perfect aim when it comes to this hip hop game. Crack your frame, leave your whole shit in flames. I'm like a gator in the Florida swamp. You dudes is no comp, you know the track record, mess around and get stomped. From the headbanger to you guys to chill, I stacked and bill, packed and fill. So why these cats be acting ill? Across the planet, my walls are granite. Slow down, partner, the demons never lost a cent. And I can rap for centuries. Spit with the first infantry, chemists in the back, I take the jet. Keep the Bentley, don't tempt me. I squeeze till my whole clip's empty. Still staying sick with the sympathy.
With my Tims on my feet and the gat on my back when I'm strapping. You know I'm grinding, nigga. You have to see me with nines if you wanna stop mine. Be two steps ahead and you be one shot from dying. I don't run from feds for the bread, I'm fine. These chicks say they love me, but I know they lying. The closest thing to me only beating my iron. And I ain't lying, ain't nothing changed. Me and only me got my back. With no gang, I maintain with a baby Mac. This game got these niggas think they hard when they ain't. Play they guard and they won't catch eight and broad day. These niggas soft, you know they got sugar in they tank, man. Get lost before you catch a right and push your face. You got thugs pumping through your hearts and veins. Till my slugs come busting through your window pane. Then they flip, you know they turn and they snitch. Nobody in the hood seen the herd of them since. Listen, done, you don't wanna feel attacked. I'm coming straight to leave you bleeding. Yeah, niggas know. With my Tims on my feet and the gat on my back when I'm strapping. You know I'm grinding, nigga. You have to see me with nines if you wanna stop mine. Be two steps ahead and you be one shot from dying. I don't run from feds for the bread, I'm fine. These chicks say they love me, but I know they lying. The closest thing to me only be my iron. And I ain't lying.
All right, man. We're back on air and stuff. You know, yo, I know.
Hey, Dave. Can I say something real quick, man?
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
This is real funny. This is David Chen, guys. I'm looking at my YouTube, right? I'm looking at my channel. I'm looking at my prediction video I made for this fight because guys been commenting on that since the fight. And since we're talking about Manny Pacquiao fans, let me just tell you some of these guys what they've been saying since the fight's won. They're saying stuff like, all right, no more talking. Just delete this video. Pac-Man proved you wrong again. Again, he wins. He proved you wrong, so on and so forth. You know, I don't see no Korean fighters doing the same thing. I don't even know what the fuck that means. You know, I don't even see Korean fighters doing stuff like that, so I don't know why you're talking. But the thing is, I picked Manny to win. These idiots didn't even watch my damn video.
They don't, bro. I mean, I'm just be honest. They really
it's
don't.
Just, it's
mean,
just because you're linked. It's just because you're linked to 97 Ruff who made the wrong prediction. Nah, I'm bullshit.
Pretty much. We were talking about that earlier.
If you don't swing from his nuts, you're not gonna get it. You're not gonna get love. That's just it. You know, if you don't be like, oh, Pacquiao's gonna summon the gates from heaven to open up as Cotto falls to the canvas, then you're not gonna get the credit.
Well, just real fast. I let you know this ride die. Just want to chime in real fast. You know, Train, who believed that you know dinosaurs would come back to life if Oscar De La Hoya lost to Manny last year. He was still getting heat about, you know, calling Manny wacky out. He actually picked Manny to win this fight in convincing fashion. And the fans didn't even look at the video. They just said, Train, here you go again, you know, predicting the wrong fighter. And Train was like, you a-holes don't even look at the video. I picked Manny to win. So, David, I know exactly what you're talking about because Train was fighting that battle, fighting those vampires all week, man.
Oh, it's so stupid. I don't even know what to say. It's not worth it.
Is Manny the best fighter from this generation?
Is he the best fighter from this generation?
Yeah.
I mean, man.
He has to. To me, I'm a nut hugger. I'll say it. But he has to be the best from this generation.
Man.
Who's better? It can't be Floyd. It can't be Floyd. And it better not be no fucking Paul Williams. Can't be no. I don't know who the hell is better than Manny right now.
I don't know, man. With the boxing politics the way they are, I don't think we will ever know until the best fighters fight each other.
Well, it depends. You know, it's funny. Somebody said that, but it depends what generation you're talking about. I mean, we're talking about our lifetime. I mean, you know, I think we are older than some of our fans. I mean, so. I mean, you had to say, like, somebody asked me, well, is he better than Roberto Duran? I mean, I started watching fights in the 80s. I mean, I could tell you honestly, no. You know what I mean? They asked me, is he better than Sugar Ray? Is he better than Aaron Pryor? I mean,
no.
These are the questions. I mean, right, so when you talk about, like, you know, generation or lifetime, I mean, there's, you know, different to different people. To me, I would have to start, you know, around the, you know, early 80s, you know, when I first saw my first fight, which would be Alexis Arguello and Aaron Pryor.
Is, do we want to believe that he's better than Aaron Pryor?
No, that's an asinine question. I mean, no offense, no.
No, because
that's
number
what,
one,
that's what,
back then, the best fighters were fighting each other.
He's better than him.
Not
yeah,
until
but
he fights
like,
Mayweather and Mosley. Then,
yeah,
then we can
like,
make that assessment.
Yeah, but what I want to know is that, okay, you have Manny who is just basically going through anybody you put in front of him, and it's not like Boldemir. You're not putting Boldemir in front of him. You know, and then you got Mayweather. Why is Mayweather mentioned as if he's been cleaning out the division from like day one? He's just
no,
there.
I don't
just
agree with that either.
Property. He's just there just because he's a property of, you know, basically American media. That's it. He's a prophet of American media. And it's not like he has a Shane Mosley resume. It's not like he has a Pacquiao or Cotto resume. He's just there. It's like there's a question mark. Like, why the hell is this guy here? So I would say Mosley's left, and that's it. You know, but if Mayweather beats him, I mean, wow. You know, Mayweather's supposed to beat him, you know. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much credit I can give Mayweather for beating Pacquiao. And, you know, but shit. I don't know. I'm saying from like, but let's say from early 90s till now, I think he's the best. Well, From the time Barrera was on fire till now, I'll say he has to be the best.
Wait. Did you just say right now you don't know how much you can give Pacquiao from beating Mayweather?
Nah, I mean Mayweather. How much you can give Mayweather of beating Pacquiao?
Yeah.
Well, fuck if he just beat Cotto. And he beat Hatton. I mean, and whoever he fights next, it's only obvious that Money Mayweather is not going to fight anybody of significance. We all know that already, because the two significant fighters out there right now is Sugar Shane Mosley and Andre Berto, who they're going to fight each other. And Paul Williams has already got a scheduled date with Sergio Martinez. You gotta give the more weight to Manny Pacquiao, man. Come on, Mayweather right now to be at this moment right now is sitting back, and whatever he thought that he had planned out, really it became a fucking yeast infection.
Because I just can't say this. I can't, if Mayweather one day defeats Pacquiao impressively, dominates, makes him look stupid, you know, which I would expect for this fight was to happen. If that happens, I just can't say like in 15 years, oh, Mayweather was the real deal.
It's a yeast infection for Floyd Mayweather. I love Floyd Mayweather, but it's a yeast infection, man. You know, I met some women that have their pussies that itch. That's why I never fucked them. You know, and that's why Manny Pacquiao has never banged this motherfucker right now, and that's why Floyd Mayweather won't bang him either. He's got an yeast infection, and he just found out right now, you know what? The shit around the lips are a lot redder than he was expecting. He's walking away.
Man, you silly as hell, man.
Damn, bro. Did you get sober, or did you just chug down another six-pack?
I hate to say it, man. I mean, I got no respect for Floyd right now. Floyd has not shown me shit. Oh, so what? You be fucking, you know, little Vicente Fernandez. Big fucking deal. Who cares? You beat him like his name was Julio Iglesias. Who gives a shit?
So Floyd really put himself in a situation because, honestly, his best bet, even though I like Floyd, was to stay retired. I mean, he has no choice, honestly. We talk about legacy or just respect for the fans. He has to fight Pacquiao. I mean, he has to fight Pacquiao or Shane. I mean, I know Shane has a scheduled date, but he has to fight Pacquiao. I mean, they called him out. You know, he's always talking about people called him out and he fought him. I mean, that has to be.
Hey, Ryder,
God,
don't say that now. Don't say that. You might lose your blackness talking like that now.
Man, hey, man.
Oh, shit.
I ain't Sammy Sosa, man. I ain't bleaching my skin, you know? So we, you know, I'm black, man, to the day I pass. So, I mean, he going to do something.
I've seen a lot of dying videos, man. He looks pretty white to me.
Yes, I don't know, man.
The Mayweather fans can get a little crazy too, though, ride or die, bro.
I mean, they do get crazy. Everybody, you know, like I said, everybody can identify with, you know, their little segment, and you know, they'll be those diehards, and then you have those people that are diehards, but are really thinking about the situation clearly, man. They're just not just ratting off stuff at the top of the head, you know. Oh, you know, Manny Pacquiao beat Godzilla. Floyd Mayweather was better than Sugar Ray Robinson. I mean, that stuff is just, you know, right there, you got to end the conversation. But there's some people that are really rational, you can have conversations with, you know, and, you know, those are the fans, those are the true boxing fans, the people that are realists that, you know, are not really too emotional about it, man, like they had a football game, but can really sit down, chop it up with you, man, and really tell you the pros and cons of their favorite fighters, you know. And I think that those are the type of people that you're trying to attract.
Let's go back to that, though, man. I mean, it does that not make this sport interesting? I mean, if we don't have Manny Pacquiao fans that talk the most ridiculous shit in the world, okay, like, oh, Manny Pacquiao can knock out Bernard Hopkins, that makes it interesting. I mean, these guys are so stupid that the fact that they think that he could jump up and knock out Bernard Hopkins and Roy Jones, it's the funniest shit in the world. But I've heard that between the Floyd Mayweather fans, where they're so dumb, they think, oh, this dude is, he could beat up Muhammad Ali if he had a chance.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, that's what makes it great. I mean, I remember back in the days when Julio Cesar Chavez, if he stepped in the ring with Tyson, he would have knocked his ass out with a body shot. Tito Trinidad would have done the same thing. That's what makes it so interesting.
Yeah, I got a question for everybody. Anybody can answer this, right? It's 2012.
No, I don't drink
world
pee.
World ending.
I don't drink pee.
No. Listen. It's 2012. World is ending. The world is ending 2012. You have a Mayweather fan and a Pacquiao fan. You got to kill one of them to survive. Who would you kill?
I would save a Julio Cesar Chavez fan because I'm Mexican.
What the you go on a search for the Julio Cesar Chavez fan.
Both those motherfuckers would have died already.
Oh my god. You would have gone on a search for a Julio Cesar Chavez fan instead of killing
No option, brother. I'm telling you right now, Miguel Cotto, he's Puerto Rican. Bye-bye. Manny Pacquiao, hey. Hey, you know that dog you're in the queue to eat? You better swim on his ass because I ain't dating you, dog.
Fucking crazy. You're going to get some heat, boy. You're going to get some heat.
Oh, crap.
You know
hey,
what
y'all
saying?
Heard that was Ruff saying that talk. Now, not me. Don't mix it up.
Come on, man. We all know that's a joke. Let's not be fake.
Yeah, we know.
Man,
we know.
Man,
that's on the show now.
Let me ask you guys a question. What did you think? What was your opinion, man? I mean, you
well,
probably discussed
question?
It.
I'd eat your ass, too. We crashed in a plane. I'd eat your ass, too. We know black people got big ass asses and shit. I eat that motherfucker like it was masala.
Oh my God, Ruff. Dude,
his boy's out of his mind, man. His boy out of pocket. Yo, what y'all think about Cotto's Corner today, man? Tonight.
I was impressed.
Man.
He was impressed.
It was more than I expected. It was more than I expected.
What do you think about the last round, like, I mean, around the ninth round, when they were thinking about stopping the fight?
They should have convinced Cotto more. They should have just said, look, you know, we love you, your family, but we need to do this for your own health and protection. That referee could have stopped that shit any time in the eighth round, you know,
right.
Really. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, I'm tired of this shit because this shit has happened a lot recently in boxing. Corners need to step up and protect your damn fighter because
exactly.
This is what, you know, it's happened so many times recently in the past few months. Step up and protect your damn fighter. You know, it's as simple as that.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. We go through two extremes with boxing. You know, we either have the premature stoppages or we have the stoppages that should have happened a long, long, long time ago, you know. And this is one I think should have happened, you know, a little bit earlier than later. You know what I mean? Somebody said on the site, well, why'd you want to stop it, you know, before the 12th round ride or die? Cotto could have landed a lucky punch. And I'm like, yeah, but what was the chances of that? Like, seriously. Like, you know, Manny was
lucky.
Yeah, Manny was rope-a-doping this dude, you know, like, seriously. So, I don't know. It's just crazy, man. I just really think that they should have really stepped in, you know, a little bit earlier, man, to stop that fight, man. This is crazy. I mean, he could live to see another day, live to be, you know, healthy at an old age. And he out there, you know, getting smashed all up. Face looked like I ate by a bunch of piranhas.
You know, for Christ's sake, his wife walked out of the arena with his kids. Come on now. Like, that right there, that's enough.
What round was that, though?
I don't know. I think it was after after the ninth or something. Yeah, like eighth or ninth, where they showed the replay, and she covered her face.
By the way, sleep is very sick, man, like rough, man. He said girls with older women with braces turn them on.
Ew.
Talking about Cotto's wife.
Oh, my God. I mean, like, look, I'm not going to talk shit about Cotto's wife because, you know, Cotto will fuck
she look
me up.
Good to
like,
me.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. She look good. I'm not going to say she ugly. Every man has his liking, you know what I'm saying? Every man has his dip.
Yeah,
every man has his
sword. She looks good. She looks good.
She thick.
She looks good.
But you get, you know, but is the are the braces one of those factors that attract you?
Man,
no.
Don't even be looking at her face, dude. You be looking at her tits. Come on, let's be real about that.
I mean, she had two Thanksgiving turkeys in there, man.
You're living in Philly. See, us Latinos, we don't even look at there's no bricks right there. We're not looking at that. We're looking at them titties. You know what I'm saying?
Did you see on 24/7 when she was at the airport and she was wearing those tight jeans? I'm not even going to say anything.
Man, I'm telling you right now.
What? I'm fucking
dog.
Like 4 o'clock in the morning.
I mean, we're on the same page. You know what I'm saying? She looked good. She looked good to me. I mean, she looked hot. I was like, yeah, come on, girl. She ain't got that J Lo look, but she got that. I'll hit you right now, but next week I don't know you right now.
The girl that was singing the Filipino national anthem looked pretty good to me.
Oh, yeah.
And
the
girl who sang the American national anthem. Ooh.
La Divas. I mean, La Divas was looking, man, shit.
I got in trouble and shit because I was on the phone.
I got in trouble because I was on the phone with my girl. My girl called me, oh, is the fight on yet? Is the fight on yet? Because she, you know, whatever. You know, I'm able to explain that. But, you know, I'm and then this American, the girl's going to sing the American National Anthem comes on. And I start whistling and shit, forgetting I'm on the phone with my girl and shit like that. You know, drinks gets to people. And she was like, what? And I was like, oh, no, the fight's going to start. She hung up in my face. I was like, fuck you, then, bitch.
Hey, Ari Rugged Man wants me to call him in right now. I'm trying to find his number so I can call. I can call in Ari Rugged Man.
Yo, while you find that number, let me ask a question to these guys. Hello?
What the?
Who hung up?
Wow. Russ, I guess. Oh, no.
I guess Russ out. Yo, anyway, let me ask a question real quick. Does this answer the question if Cotto's damaged goods after the Margarito fight or what?
No, I don't think so.
Nah. If he was, he would have took a knee. I'm going to say it like that. That may sound harsh. If he was, he would have took a knee.
No, but I mean physically. Do you think he was still the same tonight after that fight or what? You think he was cool going into this?
I mean, like...
Take him off telling his next fight.
If he wasn't, he damn sure is after this one. If he wasn't, he's damn sure destroyed after this one because that was a train wreck that hit his ass. The typhoon. Fucking 9/11 all up in that bitch.
So where does he go from here, man? Where's Cotto go from here, for real? Like,
I was telling Ruff he should have just hanged him. Like, really, there's nobody left for him to fight. Who the fuck wants to see Cotto versus Berto? Nobody wants to see Cotto. No, I don't want to see Cotto versus Moley no more.
What about
Margarito?
Palazzo?
I mean, like, that's like, that would be like a good curtain call fight. Like, you know, bring him to Puerto Rico and just close, you know, the show's over. You know, this suit's for everybody. He's 29. He's like 29. You know, time to close the show. You know, just enough is enough. You ain't going to go up in weight. You ain't going to go down in weight. You ain't going to be fighting Mayweather. Damn sure ain't going to fight you now. I mean, he might because he's, you know Mayweather be pulling bitch moves. But that's like, it's done. Time to close the curtain.
Yo,
Fat Lady has sung.
Blood still on?
I don't know. Still here, buddy.
What's up, man? Hey, Blood, man, let me ask you this, man. Do you still want to see Marquez Pacquiao 3? And if so, you think Marquez, you know, how you think that goes?
Man, at this point, man, I think Pacquiao would beat Marquez. I don't even want to see that fight. The only people I'd like to see Pacquiao fight is either Mosley or Mayweather at this point.
Which one of those do you think is more likely to happen if it's either of them?
I think the fight with Mayweather is going to happen. I'm a believer to that fight. I think they're going to make that fight happen.
Floyd would be a fool not to. He loves money, and that fight's going to make some serious cash. So
I think it's going to be a lot of negotiating, but it's going to come. I think the fight will happen because that's the fight everybody wants to see. So I believe it's going to happen. I believe Mayweather will step up and fight Pacquiao, and you know, that's the fight that everyone wants to see, and I think it's going to happen.
All right, since you're everything is calmed down over here now, I just want to hear why you say, you know, or what's your opinion? Give all these people the reason why Floyd will beat Mayweather.
Yo, I got R.A. Rugged Man up in the house right now. He's up in Canada and shit. All right, you up in here, man?
Yeah, how's it going, man? I'm actually going on stage in about 20 minutes. The show got, you know, delayed. Rap shows, they're never on time. They're always all screwed up, so I'm just relaxing.
Let me ask you this right now, man. What do you think about Manny Pacquiao? I mean, great performance, or you got some doubts right there right now? I mean, we all know. I wrote an article about it. You said, "Yo, Floyd, when you're gonna fight somebody your size?" So you feel the same way, or do you feel Manny still got some more to prove to get to that pinnacle to meet your standards?
No. I think Manny's a demon, man. I think he looked. You know, I think Cotto in the first round, you know, was popping that jab off, and it looked like, okay, maybe that size thing is going to be an issue here. Look, he looks bigger. He looks, you know, and man, he's just a demon. The guy's the fucking Antichrist. He could do what he wants to do. You know, so I think if Floyd takes Pac-Man right now, it'd be a fucking beautiful test for him, a beautiful fight, And if you look on the Twitters and the Facebooks and all of that bullshit, I mean, the world wants to see it.
You think that motherfucker right now, honestly, you think that motherfucker going to take that fight? I mean, realistically.
Well, honestly, let me tell you something. Right at this minute, Does he have a fucking choice? I mean, it's the fucking highest demand possible. The world's calling him a coward. If he does not take this fight, he's nothing to nobody.
Half of the world is saying this, though. Yo, Rugged Man, half of the world is saying you're calling him a coward. Half of the world is saying that, yo, he's not a coward. I mean, because right now, at the way the world is standing at this moment is because you called him a coward. So are you calling him a coward?
Well, he hasn't fought up to his potential for the last 7 years. That is definitely true. He hasn't took the right challenges, and he ducked. And Floyd Mayweather is a very insecure person. You know that's true. It's true. We know this about him.
So let's be real though. I mean, let's be real. Are you calling right now? What you just saw right now with Manny Pacquiao, is this motherfucker a coward or what? If he don't take this fight, if Floyd Money Mayweather don't take this fight, is he a fucking coward or what?
Well, I think that's pretty obvious. You know, I think that's pretty obvious. You know, I think it's obvious. I think because the thing is, whether it's the toughest challenge or not or whatever the fuck it is, Manny could fight, and he could fight the big boys. He proved that tonight, and the world wants to see that fucking fight. I think that Floyd. Whether he's a coward or not, I mean, he's painted in the corner. He has no fucking choice. If he doesn't take the fight with Pac-Man, what is the world going to say?
Yo, man, I got to say this right now. Did Manny just prove to us that this motherfucker's got so much heart to get in with anybody to break him
off? I can't even believe that Manny didn't even have to get in there with a guy like Cotto, you know? And you know, Manny's going in and handling the tough work for people, man. I mean, I was just like, wow, the boy just looked, I mean, he's been looking this way for a while now, man. So,
I'm
going to
say this right now, because my brother from another mother, Blood, he don't agree with us. So, Blood, go ahead, man. I know you don't agree with us and what we're talking about right now. So, go ahead and break your analogy of what you thought.
Nah, I'm just saying, you know, like I said, I think Manny Pacquiao did his thing. He the man. But still, you know, until, you know, I think a lot of people are just jumping on the bandwagon at this point. Until he beat Sugar Shane Mosley and Mayweather, they got to do this like back in the old days, man. Before you really say somebody's the best, they need to fight everybody, man. You know, we need to know, we need a clear picture. With boxing politics the way they are, man, we right now ain't got a total clear picture as to if he's really the best. We need Mayweather to step up right now and take this fight.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. I just think that the fact that, this is a little man, and even when he was stepping up against De La Hoya, even though De La Hoya was past his prime, you were like, yo, man, he's not big enough to fight De La Hoya. Even though it's the old De La Hoya, he's not big enough. You know, and even when he was fighting Hatton, you were going, well, Hatton's, you know, a natural 140. Manny's a natural 130, you're thinking. But there's something with the guy where he's like, he can adapt to every weight.
He's not a natural 140. I mean, all right, let's be honest, okay? Because
I said Hatton was a natural 140.
I know, but let's be honest. This 106 bullshit has got out of hand already, okay? Let's throw it out the window, okay? He was a kid when he stepped in the ring at 106.
Oh, yeah. I know that the 106 thing it was
a lot
of years ago.
That's
but,
all
you know,
bullshit already. I don't even want to hear about that crap and shit. But let's talk about this real, because, you know, HBO, we know HBO was stroking, you know, Chad Dawson like a motherfucker. You know what I mean? They were just like, oh, man, Chad Dawson doing this. We all know that.
They were smoking Manny Pacquiao today talking about Henry Armstrong again. I'm getting tired of hearing the good
news.
Henry Armstrong.
That is
bullshit.
Yeah, that is too much. No, that is too much.
He fought over 200 times, man. He fought over 200 times.
No, but the thing is, it's like you said, I think he's doing all the right steps. I mean, when you go up to 147, you don't have to fight Cotto, right? You know what I mean? Like I think he's doing the right steps to and I don't think he's ducking anybody. I think he's really trying to take the hardest fights he can take. And I think Manny Pacquiao, I don't consider Manny Pacquiao on a level of a Henry Armstrong. I wouldn't even go there. But, you know what I mean? But, I mean, I don't even put him on a level of a Roberto Duran. You know what I mean? But what I'm saying is, he's doing everything.
He's measuring at that point, though. But all right, is he getting to that point, though? I mean, let's be honest. Is he getting to that point?
Well, if he's going in all the right directions, I mean, if he continues, you know, if Mayweather will get in the ring with him and he continues doing this to opponents, what else can he do but fight all the people that they put in front of him? You know, he's not dodging and dipping. You know what I mean? I think he's going about the right way. You know what I mean? Even when he moved up in weight to fight Barrera back in the day, remember he moved up. What weight did he move up to? 126 to 130? Was it? I don't know the exact weights on
that
right now. But
122 to 126, if I remember correctly.
Oh yeah. And you know he was like a 3-1 underdog to lose to Barrera. I mean this guy's been doing shit like this for a lot of years, really testing himself. So I give him his props. I give him his props. I mean, like I said, you know, I think there's guys that, you know, Henry Armstrong, you know, they're going a little too crazy. I mean, even Roberto Duran at this point, you can't put him there yet. You know, not even, you know what I mean? But I think he's just taking the right steps. And if he continues to look sensational, I mean, you know, he's looking sensational right now. You know, if he gets in the ring with Mayweather, if Mayweather will get in the ring with him, I mean, and he figures out Mayweather's defensive style and could get past that, that's going to be another notch for his belt.
Let me ask you this, real quick, and a prediction about this. If Money Mayweather, I know we have, right now my PR just hit me up. Alex Ariza, who's the nutritionist, and he was in the corner tonight with Manny Pacquiao, so there's a possibility Freddie Russell might come on tonight, but let's go off a prediction right now, because R.A. Rugged Man is a big figure in boxing. Whether you like the man or not, this man has made such a breakthrough in the boxing world that, yo, I love what this man's got to say. It's my man. It's my boy. I talk to this guy. You know what I'm saying? Me and him, we chop it up. We don't talk about nothing else. We talk about boxing. I'll read Rugged Man right now. If Floyd Mayweather accepts his fight, what is the prediction if this fight happens?
How about I make that prediction if Floyd puts his balls on the table and takes the fight, and I'll call you back?
Well, it might be a possibility right now. Hold on, because I got Floyd Mayweather right now on the line. Hold on. Floyd, you there right now?
Man, all I want is my balls out of that jar because R.A. Rugged Man has took my nuts and he put them in that jar.
Stop. You guys are troublemakers.
Give me my nuts.
This is actually the venue calling me. This is actually the venue calling me right now, guys. Should I call you back when you guys? How long are you on the air for? Or I'll just talk to you in a little while, all right?
Man, brother, you know what? We're gonna be on for about another 47 minutes, but we do got Manny Pacquiao and his crew calling in and shit.
Okay,
if you
do your thing.
Call in, we'll be there.
Cool. Thank you, brothers. Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Brother,
all right, man.
Hey, man. All right. Thanks for coming through. Like always, all right, brother.
People. All right.
Hey, Floyd, you still there?
Man, he's fucked up. He couldn't give me back my balls. You know, Floyd is over talking all this shit. He won't give me my balls back.
Man. Floyd, you could have convinced R.A. Rugged Man to give him his ball.
He's supposed to be a black man like me. And then he just picked me out. No wonder why the black supremacy guys are coming after Blood in talk boxing. Because you're supposed to back me up, the black man, and so what? I got no balls.
Hey, I'm not laughing at you. I'm not laughing at you, Floyd. I'm not laughing at you, dog. But, yo, Manny Pacquiao, he's an Asian guy. And you ain't going to step.
Fuck you, you fucking right back. You see, that's why Arnold Schwarzenegger's trying to close those borderlines, because you're a wet
back. You may be right. You may be right, Floyd. You know what I'm saying?
You can't even speak English, you fucking wet back. God damn it, you're in art. Come out of art from Santa Fe, know how to do graphics. He's a border brother, too.
Well, I speak English, though, Floyd. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
That other guy, Chris, he's a MMA fighter. He's a border brother. All those people in the chat room are not even Puerto Ricans. Real Puerto Ricans don't even have computers in their island.
You'd be right. I don't know, man.
Get it straight, Floyd. I'm only half a border brother. My other half's Spanish, my brother.
Some cool shit, Floyd. Be calling us Border Brothers and shit, man. That's some fucked up shit, man.
Fight the power, Floyd. Fight the power.
Y'all crazy.
Yo, Ruff, man, real quick, man, my boy Box Prez wanted me to ask you a question I asked Blood a minute ago. What fight you think is more likely to happen, Pacquiao Mosley or Pacquiao Floyd?
Man, you know what? I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't think Freddie wants a Pacquiao Mosley. I think he wants a Pacquiao Floyd. Why not? That's the biggest fight out there.
I don't know, man. If he gets Shane to come down to 144 or something, and Shane will do it, man. I think that's more. Shane's crazy, man. He'll do it to get that fight. You know, if Freddie gets what he wants. And I wouldn't be surprised if that happens next, because you know Floyd ain't coming down in weight.
Who's a tougher fight, though? Like, stylistically, who's a more dangerous fight down
what?
The stretch of a... Who's more dangerous down the stretch of a fight, stylistically?
Well, fuck, why don't you get Floyd Mayweather to answer that? You know what I'm saying? Hey, Floyd, you still there?
Yeah, Money, answer the question, Money. Let me know. Tell me.
I'll tell you right now. The guy that drinks piss is the one that's going to be more possible about the fight.
There you go, man. Hey, let's go back with a hardcore fight fan from Erico 508, brother. What's on your mind, man? What do you think? R.A. Rugged Man was with us. He got to go. He's got to rap a little tune here and there to make his money, but you don't. I know you don't. What do you got on your mind?
Yeah, man, I think people are forgetting that. Even though I give Manny Pacquiao his full credit tonight, he looked good. That basically you can say his last three opponents have still been hand-picked. He fought an older De La Hoya. He fought Hatton, who Freddie Roach even said Hatton wasn't a good fighter. And he fought Miguel Cotto, and they hand-picked Cotto. They had a chance to fight Shane. Shane was willing to come down and wait, and there's a reason that they picked Cotto, because they knew Cotto was on the downside, even though I thought he looked better tonight, but he's still on the downside.
Come on, man.
Nah, man, what he's saying is true, Ruff, man.
Listen to what he's saying.
Come on.
Give the man his fucking credit.
Hey, man, hey, I appreciate you for calling in with that, bro.
Let me tell you this, dog. Nobody was calling this fight a year ago when I was calling this fight. Come on, man. Let's be real. Freddie Rose did not give me the credit. Nobody gave me this credit. The Manny Pacquiao fans were crucifying me when I said Manny Pacquiao should fight and Cotto in the beginning. Let's be real about that. So don't give me this bullshit that this fight, hand-picked. No.
Man, it was handpicked.
Come on, man.
It was handpicked, Ruff.
Shane,
what are you talking about?
You know that shit was handpicked, man.
Why did they fight Cotto before Shane? Because Cotto is an easier fight. It's a fact. Just like Freddie Roach said.
Why wouldn't he fight Shane?
Because
he was in that division, though. Come on. Why wouldn't he fight Shane at that time? He wasn't in that division.
He didn't want to fight Shane.
Shane was willing to come down. What division are you talking about first, Ruff?
I
was at a catchweight. That shit wasn't even welterweight.
He said, why didn't Manny Pacquiao fight Shane
instead
back
of
in that time? Miguel Cotto, because they were not in the same division. Look, Manny decided to move up when? At what time did he decide to do it? This is last year, brothers. December. And then when it happened. Nobody believed it. I didn't believe in it. I didn't believe that was going to happen. I didn't think that he was going to be successful. I got to be real about that, and he was.
But
he was successful.
But
that still don't change the point of what he's trying to say. He's trying to say the guy just said, and I agree with him, that his last three opponents was handpicked, and that he preferred to fight Cotto over Mosley because Cotto was on the downside, bro.
Yeah, you may be right. I'm going to tell you the three hand pick fight.
Did Teddy Atlas not come on the show and even say himself that Cotto was on the downside?
David Diaz was handpicked. David Diaz was handpicked. Oscar De La Hoya and Ricky Hatton, okay?
Miguel Cotto was not hand-picked, guys. Come on, man. Let's be real about that.
I think he was because he made him drop the weight. I think if he would have fought him at, you know, 147, you'd have a more valid point. I think what my man's trying to say here, just let me speak real quick, Ruff. I think what my man's trying to say here is Freddie Roach is a great trainer, but Freddie Roach is a great matchmaker as well.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, I've been saying that a long time ago, but I'm going to take a step back right now. I'm going to say I was wrong, and you guys are wrong right now, at this point right now, because I'm telling you right now, Manny Pacquiao looked fantastic. Against
yeah, he did. Man, nobody didn't say that he didn't look fantastic.
And also, if I was Shayna Floyd, I wouldn't drop down 1 pound to make the fight happen. If Freddie Roach wants to fight, they should be able to come in at 147 if they're going to fight Pacquiao. No more of this catchweight.
I think Shane would lose. I think, honestly, right now, I'm going to say right now, Shane would lose against a Manny Pacquiao. The way Manny looked tonight, Shane would lose. Manny Pacquiao throws more than one or two punches.
But then the excuse would be that Shane Mosley is too old.
If he beats Shane, I'll give Manny all the credit in the world. For me, him beating Shane is more impressive than him beating Floyd to me.
You may be. You may give him all the credit in the world, but the next
a lot of people
would
call
him, would it?
A lot of people will, though. A lot of people will give him credit for beating Mosley.
I think the fighters are going to box him more. At times, Cotto did good, and you saw how aggravated Manny was getting when Cotto was boxing and on his bicycle.
It's time for Manny to fight a nice, slick fighter.
Yeah.
A slick fighter, man. He ain't had that yet. Cotto's kind of slick, but he ain't a naturally, like, one of the known slick fighters. It's time for him to fight a slick fighter, a black American fighter.
On,
I hate to say it, but
let's
nah, he
okay.
needs to fight
Miguel,
a black American
Miguel
fighter.
Miguel Cotto was being a slick fighter. He
I'm
was
glad
no
glad he ain't black and he ain't American.
And he
ain't
lost.
A black American fighter.
He lost.
He needs to fight a black American fighter.
Let's be honest about it. He was fighting. Miguel, look at. Miguel
hey,
Cotto's being a slick
fighter. They trying to protect him from a black
Manny
American fighter. Hey, that's how it is. Let's just be real.
Miguel
Cotto
was fighting like an American fighter, blood. Miguel Cotto was fighting like an American fighter.
He
was trying
man,
to
he ain't
slip
a black American fighter still, though. I mean, go ahead and protect him, man. I understand, man. You know, I understand that.
Hey, I think about Miguel Cotto.
Who might protect
I think
Filipino.
The difference is that he's a fighter, he's a boxer. But if you look at Floyd and Shane, they're fighters and boxers, but they're also athletes. I think they're much better athletes than Miguel Cotto is.
I heard that, brother.
Much better athletes. And that's the difference with the black.
He's a fucking brawler. That's it. He's a brawler with athletic ability that he chooses not to use every single time because Mosley, in every single fight, time and time again, goes into the opponent's game plan, and that's why right
let's
now.
Let's not forget that Sugar Shane Mosley said, "Oh, I had to get my nose fixed in order to beat Antonio Margarito." Now, has he fought after that to make that statement be proof? No. And the funny thing is that Manny Pacquiao has not made any excuses when he's lost. Which was the last time he lost was against Eric Morales. He has not made a statement about
it. I know, but that don't change the fact
he
ain't fighting no slick fighter. What that got to do with that?
He just fought a slick fighter tonight.
I mean, Cotto's
kind of
slick, but he need to fight a black American fighter, and that's how I feel, and that's how a lot of us brothers don't feel. So whether y'all like it or not,
Miguel
that's just how
Cotto
we feel.
Fought like a slick boxer tonight, brothers.
Yeah, but you know what, Dave?
He's fucked.
I think
he fought like one, yeah, but he ain't one.
Blood saying a mother man saying here about fighting a slick fighter. Also, you know, fighting a fighter that's fast, you know, that can match him on speed. He's fighting guys that are a lot slower than him.
Yeah, but the only problem is this. Listen, to all the brothers out there, like my boy Blood and this man right now, Corey. I hate to say it to you guys, man, but the brother that has the ability, he ain't gonna fight Cotto. I mean, he ain't gonna fight Manny. You know why? Because he's scared. He ain't going to do it. So we might as well just lock the door.
We'll see.
All right, so just mention Floyd. Just mention Floyd because Floyd's the only dude who really has the ability to do this. The ability.
The man that you guys are talking about, let's be honest right now. Mosley does not fight like a black fighter. He fights like a warrior. He fights like a guy that's going to come in and knock your fucking head off. Plain and simple. He's not a slick fighter. He's not a Mayweather. He's not a guy that likes to, you know, slip and use a posture. That's not his game plan.
at all.
But he is a black fighter, dog. He is, and whether he fights like one or not, he is one. And that's what they don't want Manny to fight, man.
Yeah.
Well, they don't want Manny to fight a brother, man. That's just how it goes down. Because
he's a big boy. He's a big boy. I'm going to tell you right now, the reason why they won't fight Sugar Shane Mosley, and I'm going to tell you right now, I mean, you know this, but is he not going to stop Andre Berto? Berto, I like Berto, but can he do it? I don't think so. I mean, he's a janitor. He's a janitor of Golden Boy. He's going to clean it out. The last of the last, he will clean it out. You know? And Sugar Shane is the body. I mean, he's the what is that? What is that? Remember the old school ass program? What's that old school ass program? The
embodiment.
What is it?
Wait, what are you trying to say? I thought you were trying to.
You remember that old school program where that guy had an accident and he had that what was that? That shit that he had.
I have no idea. You guys are so old that I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
The Bionic Man
or the Bionic Man? The Bionic Man. That's him right there. The Bionic Man. Hey, Shane is a beast. He's a beast.
They can't beat Pacquiao, though.
He'll beat Pacquiao.
I don't think he will beat Pacquiao.
I think, man, you know what? There's one thing about
Hey, Ruff, did you just say that? Did you just say Shane would beat Pacquiao?
I said he'll beat Pacquiao.
Oh, okay.
You don't think he'll beat Pacquiao?
A little while ago, you said that if Pacquiao fight like he fight tonight, then he'll beat Shane, though.
I think he was talking about Floyd, though.
I said Floyd.
Oh, Floyd,
right.
Floyd. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because of the aggressiveness. No. Now, Mosley is a different beast. That's a beast. That's a different dude. Mosley is a different guy. That's a different kind of king with a different type of crown and a different type of throne. There are certain kings in this world you cannot back up, and there are certain kings in this world you cannot not. And I'll say it again. You cannot play chessmate with.
What's chessmate?
They become old men. Old men. Sugar Shane Mosley cannot.
I'm worried about him turning old overnight. I got to see the Berto fight.
You know what? I thought he was going to turn overnight when he fought Antonio Margarito. I even said that the sugar was going to be sour. And you know what happened?
Yeah, but remember when I told you about Margarito being, you know, a little bit taken out of him from the Cotto fight and whatnot. And then
You might have been right. But I'm gonna tell right now. This was an old man that he was fighting. And did he fight with a cane that night? No.
No, he didn't, but stylistically, Margarito's not going to show you how young Mosley truly is physically. Berto has more of a chance of doing that.
I'm going to tell you right now. You remember that movie from John? It was from the twins. I can't remember their names, but there was a particular movie called Menace to Society. That's exactly how Sugar Shane Mosley fought. He was a menace to society.
Man, I'm telling you, I'm picking Berto. Fuck it.
I'm telling you right now.
You picked Cotto in this fight, too, so that means Mosley's winning.
I know, like, as a matter of fact, when I was in the house, right, everybody was like, who you picking tonight? And I was like, I don't know, I'm going to go with Cotto. And then they were like, oh, shit, Cotto lost. I was like, all right, fine, I'm going to pick Manny, and Cotto still lost. So, you know, I don't know, I was screaming Manny, and Manny was well. You know what happened. I ain't going to say anything. Before I walk down the street tomorrow and I get fucked up.
As long as you can take that shave your head bet, my brother.
My head shaved.
Oh.
Blood.
I'm blood telling you, the
you still there?
Many pack.
Yeah, I'm
many
here.
Pack
I'm here.
Soon.
What you got, brother? What do you think, man? Manny Pacquiao, Sugar Shane Mosley, who you got?
Oh, I got Mosley to beat him. I think Mayweather and Mosley would beat him.
I'm just not too confident on Mosley. I mean, I mean, Mayweather. I like money, but I think Manny Pacquiao may make some change out of him.
I love money.
I could use some quarters.
Mayweather.
I could use some quarters.
We have to see what's up, bro. We have to see what's up, man.
I think, you know what? The funny thing is that I think Mosley may have both of those guys' numbers. I think Mosley may have monies, and I think he may have Pac-Man's.
I think so, too.
Because, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, like just like Pac-Man, that maze, he's been getting away with it, but every level gets harder and harder. And Mosley might be that ghost that catches up to his ass and makes him go, boop, 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 boop.
What the fuck? What?
Hey,
oh, my God. How much Pac-Man you been playing, Ruff?
You on that drink.
I'm playing it right now.
What?
Chris, 916, Chris. Am I? Could I be wrong? Hey, whatever happened to Strikeheart? Did Strikeheart fall asleep?
Strikeheart's faded off that. I don't know what Strikeheart was drinking, but that man was tipsy and he had to bail out.
Was he? He was, dog.
Yeah,
he was all ripped up and shit. I thought I heard Strikeheart giving a blowjob to the cell phone for a minute.
I heard him screaming. Hey! I heard that for a second. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I can't run. I was like, what?
Whatever happened?
Oh, man.
Where's David Chin at? Where'd he go?
He was trying to hold himself, trying to maintain his composure, and then he was like, fuck it, I gotta hang up, and he's in the street naked right now, running down the street.
Did David Chin even call him?
Yeah, he was on the
phone. Yeah, he did. Ruff don't even remember.
I don't, man. I'm drinking like a motherfucker.
Yo, Ruff.
Like a sip.
Ruff. Can you patch in Joe Habib?
Who?
Oh, shit.
Habib, I want to hear Habib. I think I hear him. Can you get him on?
Well, let me call Jack in the Box first real quick so we can get somebody to flip and burn.
Oh, yeah. Get ready to hear some screaming. Get ready to hear some hardcore screaming.
I mean, do we really want to watch somebody that fucking throws a left hook the way he does? No.
Come on, man.
He's a nice guy.
I like Joe Habib, especially the way he talks and shit. Every time he talks, if you watch him in video, he looks like he's giving somebody a blowjob. Hi, I'm Joe Habib.
You're wrong for that, man.
What's wrong with that? I mean, the guy looks like he can give some a good ass blowjob.
Man,
I don't know, Ruff. I don't want to find out.
Nah, I like Joe. Joe's
Where's
a good
Blood
guy.
At, man? Blood's being real quiet over there. What's up, Blood?
I'm here, man. Y'all crazy.
That's because Blood's getting a blowjob from Joe Habib right now.
Man, you crazy, man. You crazy.
You a fool, Ruff.
Oh, my God.
Nah,
yo, this show got crazy
cool
real
guy.
Quick.
Yo, Riddler. Riddler, man.
Yo.
What'd you do to your boy, Santos?
He's a good guy. No, wait. Joe, you're a good guy. You know, I got love for Joe. I got love for all the Rumpel Dope guys, man. They're good people and shit. I'm fucking with them. You know what I'm saying? They know
Shout out to Carlito. Shout out to
Ashley Knuckles. Carlito's my man, everybody, all the guys. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Blood, you know we got love for them, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
all the guys that do the thing and stuff, we got you got love for them, dude. Shut up, man.
No, it's like out of here. Fuck Carlito.
Yeah. They can make fun of us. You know what I'm saying? You
Shout
know?
Out to On the Grind. Take it from behind.
97 Ruff, you know. I'm a dick. It only takes...
What was Chris saying?
I said, shout out to On the Grind, take it from behind. Oh, about you?
No,
I said, what'd you do to your boy Santos in training?
I didn't see nothing. I was telling my people, I was like, yo, this guy looks soft. He looks soft, and I was like, whatever, you know. I was like, well, if he loses, he loses.
Obviously,
you know,
he's been there sparring with you some more or something, man. Looked like he wasn't
ready
to 12.
I wasn't sparring with him. I ain't trying to get my ass kicked. I take an ass whooping, but it ain't gonna be from somebody at that level. I don't want my career ended before it starts.
So what's up next for Chavez Jr.? Is he gonna take on Camacho Jr. or what?
He can retire.
He ain't retired.
Hold on. Give Chavez Jr. his props. If somebody's telling me right now, Chavez Jr. his props. Are you serious?
Chavez Jr. is 40-0.
Wow.
He's 41-0. Come on now. How can you not give him props?
Whatever, was it Balua of like 48-0 or something, or 45-0?
Okay, all right. Well, I was just joking.
Jumping Mike Tyson late, that was like 48-0 and almost broke Marciano's record.
Wow. You're right, dude. We should stop our radio show. When you said, give Chavez his props. Wow.
You shouldn't stop the show. You should let it go all night. Me and Riller.
None even, man. Night. You know what I mean? Because that just made me speechless right now.
Give Chavez Jr. his. He is Chavez Jr. That's all you need to know. Pound for pound, number 3. I can't even lie. I can't even
believe somebody would even mention Chavez Jr.'s fucking record and stuff, and then say give him his props all at once in the same breath. Wow, dude.
The 2012 is coming up. Weird shit is happening. The planets are aligning. Weird shit is going down.
Blood, can you believe that, dog? I mean, give Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. his props all at once. I mean, after Yoti Foreman, with his performance over Daniel Santos, you want us to give him his props? The future Hall of Famer. Oh, my God.
Yeah, who would win, as a matter of fact?
Hey, Rob, really, let me ask you this. Would you be surprised if this man parks your car and then would you tell him, weren't you supposed to be a future Hall of Famer?
Chavez Jr., what? That's who you're talking about?
No. I would. Julio. I can go into a taxi in New York and give the
$50. I'm sorry, my phone on mute, man. Chavez Jr. look like garbage tonight.
Did you hear people? Hey, Blood. I got to stand and fight. Did you hear people talking about coming suicide in 2012. That's not even right. 40-0, but he hasn't found... 40-0, but hasn't found a scheduled 12-round fight, Junior Chavez. This is the funny thing. We're not talking shit. I'm reading off the chat room from all my mans that's hardcore leaving in the ring and stuff, you know. Wow. Wow,
I'm telling you, if I go to New York one day and I get in a taxi, I give a dude like $15, he turns around and Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., I ain't going to be surprised.
Would you be surprised if he smacked him in the ass and said, hey, good game?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I wouldn't.
Would you be surprised if he turned around and smacked in the ass and said, good game?
I don't know what good game he'd be talking about because I don't do nothing else but fight. I don't know what good game that would be, but, you know, I don't want to think about it. Fucking good game, man.
The dude is fighting bus drivers in bowling alleys. Yeah, you may be right, brother.
Hey, his dad called a lot of taxi drivers.
916, Craig.
What?
Well, hey, 916. Craig 916 is, it's got to be Chris 916 homeboy and shit.
Hey, man. He's probably using my city. I'm cool with him.
He's over there kicking in the Christmas house and shit, talking smack.
Man,
he's a real Mexican, man. Stand and fight. Stand up and say, he's a real Mexican, dog.
What?
Just rapping sack. He's a rapping sack. Man, that's what makes it so great. Leave it in the ring. The Will Be Blood Fight Show, standandfight.com. Havoc Worldwide. Crazy ass show, man. The rawest of the rawest. I mean, you got us, man. Yeah, Blood, we've been drinking.
You know what, baby.
You know what I'm saying? Drinking. hardcore and shit. You know, we hold no punch. And we bought some gas and stuff. I know we were trying to get on I didn't even check in the room and stuff.
Yo, Ruff, man. Shouts out to our girl Chicky. She's over there in the overseas promoting us like crazy at these boxing gyms and these Andy Lee fights. Shouts out to Chicky.
She is and stuff. Let me find out. Every code 760, brother, what's on your mind? I think this is Red.
Hey, hold on. Hey, Ruff, hold on. Alex, are you there? Hey, Ruff, I'm going to call you right back, man. I'm just talking to Alex. I'm trying to patch him in. I'll be right back.
Okay, brother. We got Alex Ariza from... Oh, wait. He might be gone. Hold on. No.
Come on, Ruff. Time to get professional.
Well, he told
Throw
me
water
on
your face,
man. We
got
Alex Ariza. Alex Ariza from Ariza from the Manny Pacquiao camp, who was in the ring with Manny. So we might maybe be able to get Manny blood. You know what I'm saying? To talk about a little bit what happened tonight against Miguel Cotto.
Hey, Rudy,
that'd be nice, bro.
This is the Joshua Clody. I told you that Pacquiao was going to win the fight. I told you right now that Pacquiao was going to win the fight. I want my rematch with Miguel Cotto. I want my rematch with Miguel Cotto. What am I going to do when we fight?
Please, be professional, Rough Dog. Have not been professional all night? When have you heard me be all crazy and shit? The only time I was getting ghetto was when R.A. Rugged Man was on.
You might have stepped over the line a couple times, but I'll tell you about tomorrow when you can think more clearly.
All right, let's go back again with Chris. Be quiet. Red Man, Machine Gun Red Man, what's up, brother? What's cracking, brother? You got Alex Ariza on the line?
Yeah, Alex Ariza's on the line, brothers. Alex, go ahead, bro.
Hey, how's it going?
Alex,
yeah.
Were my eyes deceiving me, brother, or did he not blow out Miguel Cotto what a lot of people thought was going to happen?
I think everybody said that Miguel Cotto was bigger and stronger, and I think Manny proved tonight that he was a bigger and stronger guy.
Brother,
Hello?
I mean, man, he looks strong. Yeah. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Alex, I mean, he looked strong. The size difference, we talked about this. It wasn't that much of a difference at all, man. I mean, I don't understand why a lot of people thought, and I even told Freddie Rose that I didn't think it was going to be a big, big difference. But seeing the when they finally get in the weigh-in, what were you thinking?
Like anything else, because I didn't ever think that Cotto was that big. So I just wanted to compare my guy to him, and I thought Manny looked better at the weigh-in. He was just as big. If not, he looked a little bit bigger. But Cotto looked good. He looked good tonight. He was in great shape for sure, and I don't think there'll be any more excuses about, you know, what Manny's, his speed and his power and just his overall just boxing skill.
Alex, we know that ain't going to happen in boxing. You know that doesn't happen in boxing. There's always going to be excuses. But let me ask you this really, really quick. At what round were you finally smiling? Because I seen you in the ring when you came in, but there's got to be a round where, I mean, before you, I mean, when you're walking in the ring, you're in there and you look serious. You know, like you look like you were ready to go blow by blow. But at what round were you honestly feeling comfortable where you're thinking like, okay, my man got you?
Probably after the fourth round, you could see Manny start to get into his groove, and he was Cotto. And then I think it was fifth round, Manny just said, he told him to stay off the ropes, and he goes, I know, he says, he can't do anything to me. And then Freddie just said, okay, well, go out there and show me. So when Manny starts to put his hands up and letting guys hit him, he doesn't have any respect for their power.
Was Freddie communicating with you before the fifth round?
He was just telling me when Cotto was backing up against the rope to make sure to tell Manny to faint before he came in, to just keep fainting him because, you know, when Cotto goes back footed or he feels threatened, that's when he's most dangerous.
let me ask you this, you know, because the fight has been over. What is the state of Freddie Roach right now at this moment?
Gosh, you know what? I don't know. Maybe Freddie's been through this so many times that, but I think he's just so pleased and, you know, he's happy. He's beside himself, really. You know, he did such a phenomenal job. I mean, you know, you got to give it to Freddie. He's got a gift of being able to look at a fighter, break him down, find his weaknesses, and capitalizing. And you know, he just did a phenomenal job with Manny in this camp and going over his game plan. You know, all
what state are you at right now, Alex? Alex, in working with somebody, this is history, brother. You know, you gotta. This is something it works with history of whatnot. Because regardless, I mean, there's gonna be other fight fans, you know, and we got a few that are gonna say, okay, I'm not convinced yet. But in reality, this is some history about this right now. How do you
seriously
feel about?
How could you not be convinced? Seriously, I mean, Cotto came in great shape, you know, he and you know what, I was a little worried in the first round because he landed that stiff hard jab, you know, and he would look like he had a game plan and he was coming out to, you know, impose it on him. But I don't think there's any excuses. Me personally, with the victory and everything that Manny accomplished, I'm glad he, you know, didn't get hurt, and I'm glad that he deserves it, man. He works like no other athlete I've ever worked with, no other fighter. He deserves it all. He really does.
Before I pass it on to my the rest of the guys on the panel and stuff, because I'm gonna say, you know, I you may be right. How could you argue with it? But how can you argue with your regimen now? You know what I mean? I mean, I'm pretty sure now you can be like, yo, this is what made him actually build up to the weight that we needed him to be successful. So my regimen works. The argument of anybody that decided to intervene in it can't argue anymore because it worked, right?
I think, you know, we all work together, you know, Freddie being a master strategist and on that end and coming up with the
but
game
you're
plan.
You're building up, I mean, but Chris, I mean, but Alex, I mean, but you're building in his weight gain. It has nothing to do with Freddie Roach. Freddie does a strategy. You got to make sure that he makes the weight properly to be strong, right?
I think we did it right, you know, this time. I was off a few pounds after Hatton fight. I was off a lot off of the De La Hoya fight. So it's, you know, trial and error. And I think and a lot of credit, again, has to go to Manny, man. I can only come up with a program and come up with all the things, but it's up to Manny to believe in it and have trust in it and you know, do it.
Hey, I got a couple questions real quick, brother, before you go. What was the weight that Manny came into the ring tonight after the weigh-ins? What was his fighting weight when he walked into the ring?
149 tonight.
149. Damn.
Yeah, that's all I want.
Let me ask you this before we during the weight though, Freddie Roach says something to the trainer of Miguel Cotto. What was that argument about?
He said Cotto jumped on, got on the scale and it was it was still teetering and Cotto jumped off and Freddie went to look real close and he said 145 asshole, and then Freddie said that's what he's supposed to fucking weigh, idiot, and then. Then it just went on. It got it and went off.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Blood, you got any questions, brother? Blood, you there, brother? Blood, you there?
Should be asleep. Yeah, I'm right here.
I think it's phone.
You got his phone on mute.
Either that or he lost his call.
No, I'm right here.
No, Alex.
No, I know Alex. I know Alex is on. No, I think blood lost. Yeah, blood. I think blood lost his call. So, hey, Rob Riddler out of Puerto Rico, go ahead and ask your question to Alex Ariza.
Man, why did your boy have to beat on Cotto like that? Oh, man, you could have told him to take it easy.
You know, I think he did. You know, to be honest with you, I think Manny. you know, he kind of, we felt, I felt that they should have stopped that fight earlier, and I think that, you know, that's a really sad thing that his father let his son do that for out of pride or whatever. I think he, you know, just goes to an inexperienced corner maybe. There was no sense in allowing that to happen.
Yeah, how long did it take for you to where you actually said, okay, we got this in the bag, Cotto is done? Because after the knockdown in the fourth round, I looked at Cotto's face closely, and it seemed like his soul just sort of left him for a few seconds, and he realized that this fight, that he was just basically in a storm.
Yeah, oh man, I don't know. You know, the second knockdown is where I kind of saw it, and you know, Cotto said that he couldn't see the punches anymore. I mean, they just were coming from everywhere. I just don't, you know, I feel bad for Cotto. He's a nice guy. I wish they would have stopped that fight earlier. Did
you see Cotto's family walk out the venue?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, his wife took his kids out the venue. That was a sad sight to see. You're right. They should have stopped that a long time ago. It was horrible.
Yeah, I don't know why.
You know, first off, I gotta say, Alex, man, I gotta, you know, and the fans too that listen to the radio show and they're in the chat room, please appreciate that Alex took his time, you know, right now, because it's super late right now. It's almost close to 1 a.m. that he's taking the time out of his life right now to chop it up with us and talk about a fight that just happened. It was like at 10 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? So he should be celebrating. Not talking on a radio show, really, honestly, to tell us his thoughts at all right now. He should be right now in a VIP room to be celebrating. So please, please, honestly, in the chat room or anywhere else, be respectful right now to Alex because he's taking the time. Whether you like it or not, Manny Pacquiao was spectacular.
I just got one more question. Do you feel Cotto did not do as good as Marquez because he didn't drink his piss?
It's late, Alex.
I had to ask it.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's good. Oh, I think Cotto did a great job tonight. I think and he was just a better man tonight.
No doubt.
Cotto, man. You really can't say anything bad about Cotto's performance tonight. You really can't. I mean, he showed up and he went out on a shield. He's a warrior.
Yes,
no doubt.
A great warrior too. Gotta say he's great. Alex, man, I don't know if Chris has any questions. Chris, do you have any questions?
Yeah,
for Alex.
I just have one question. I think for Alex, do you think this is the ceiling for Manny as far as weight wise? You know, on the broadcast, the announcers were talking about Manny's taking in so many calories a day to keep the weight up. Do you think we're going to see him at fight at 147, or do you think, you know, around 144, 145 should be his peak?
140, we'll go back down. 147, it's just too much. It's too much work for him. I mean, it's just too much. Not the work. Yeah, go ahead.
There's been some rumors already. He's gonna, if he beats, I mean, what he did already, he beat Miguel Cotto. He's going to fight Marquez again. Should he fight him, Marquez again, or should he wait to see who the winner is, Andre Berto versus Mosley? I would love to see him fight Mosley because I think that would be the defining moment for him.
I think we, on our end, we want to see him fight Marquez again.
Why?
And then that way we could shut him up, stop his crying, and this and that, and
Manny,
you know,
Pacquiao fans already, but Alex, the Manny Pacquiao fans already feel that it's already been shut up. Why? I mean, why even go that route right now? Why not go? I mean, he's an official 147 pounder. The guy that right now is to beat that, who is the legitimate welterweight champion in the world, would be Mosley. Why not go after him?
I'm not a promoter. I don't know, to be honest with you. I mean, whatever they end up choosing. I mean, me personally, I think there's still question about Marquez. I still think that they have unfinished business, and they should, you know, they're both at 140, and, you know, Marquez and Manny should get it on again.
I think,
I think Pacquiao takes Manny. I mean, takes the Marquez a lot quicker this time. I believe that. I think Manny's grown so much since her last fight. I think that's going to be an easy fight for Manny this time around. I don't think it's going to be competitive.
I agree.
And you guys may be right about that, but you know, I mean, going back with Gannon, with Alex is who is part of the guy that, I mean, Alex, you got to say, you got to be, you're a big factor about how he moves up in weight, how he builds up muscle and power. I mean, if you were not in this camp, let's be honest, he would not be able to do the things that he's been able to do. Whatever Michael, you know, I don't know what the hell you want to call his name, Cons, the way the Filipinos have called him and stuff like that. But, you know, he said in the last, I mean, not the last one, but it was like two of the last episodes, he said wherever Manny Pacquiao would have landed, he would have been great. I don't believe that. I think it's a crock of bullshit.
Right? You know, no, I think Manny's a phenomenal athlete, and, you know, it was just really fortunate that Freddie Roach and Manny found each other.
Every phenomenal athlete's got to have some guidance, right?
That's what I mean. He just was really fortunate that he found Freddie Roach, and, you know, they have a chemistry, man. I mean, they really do. They know what each other wants, what they're thinking, what their moves are, and, you know, they just complement each other, and, you know, that's the base of a championship team, and they have it.
Alex, let me ask you this before I let you go, because I'm going to let you go right now because it's just super late, and I know you're tired. I'm tired, but I got one more question for you. If there was no more questions about Manny Pacquiao, would there be no more drive? Is that what makes you guys motivated? If, like Sugar Shane Mosley's name is still out there, right now the name Sugar Shane is a possibility that can beat you guys.
No, I think Manny he loves to fight, you know. I mean, he can do anything he wants. He can sing, he can dance, he can, you know, he can do any of those other things or whatever it is that he does on his off time. He, deep down inside, he's a fighter, and he loves it. And
I think he's a fighter, Alex, but I don't think he can dance. I mean, I'll be honest with you right now. I was wondering.
I don't know. I know he's a singer. And he does some other stuff. I'm assuming, you know, maybe he has to dance too. I don't know.
I know he does the karaoke and all that. I got to be there when there's but I got to say it right now. I'm not fully convinced that he can dance and stuff. But maybe he can. But don't you think that's what makes him great? That there are still fights, just like Muhammad Ali or other fighters, you know, from Oscar De La Hoya, from Tito Trinidad, that makes it that much interesting where you think, okay, who can beat this man? And let's put him to the test.
I don't know. You know, I mean, eventually, you know, who knows? I hope he only fights a little bit more and retires, but, you know, I truly believe Manny will continue. I think he loves it. Not just loves it, but he loves his fans. He loves fighting for the people. He loves fighting for his country. And he just loves being in that position and being able to help people, and, you know, I think it'll be around a little bit longer than people think.
Once again, brother, we always love having you on Leaving the Ring. You're by far one of the greatest guests every single out, man. You come in and you talk to us, very knowledgeable, very honest. Every time you come through and in and out, and we just greatly appreciate, especially right now at this time, because I'm telling you right now, I'm falling asleep. I'm ready to go to bed, brother. I've had so many drinks and all that watching this fight. I'm ready to go. Alex, thank you, brother. Have a good night, man. And I apologize. The other night I called you up and you were talking to your mother and stuff, man. I apologize for that stuff. I thought I was calling Red.
No problem.
Hey, Alex, thank you very much, man, and congratulations, man. Alex, he looked great, brother.
Good night.
You did.
Good night.
Thank you, brother. Well, there you go again, man. Leave it in the ring, like always. We always bring the exclusive to everybody else and stuff, man. Much love to all the Hardcore Fight fans and stuff, you know. I mean, hey,
not everybody's gonna agree with this, but I gotta give my Manny Pacquiao his props. You know, I know.
Way back down to 140.
Blood.
That's crazy.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know. Blood was not giving him that. I don't know what happened to Blood. He hung up, or he lost signal and stuff. Now what's it, Chris?
Yo, man. Hey. Just want to say thanks for all the people that called in, all the people in the chat room, Rugged Man, Alex Ariza, you know, everyone that called in tonight supported the show. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Everybody. Rob Rilla out of Puerto Rico. Everybody, man. Much love. Good night.
Fucking.
I'll talk to you guys next week.
All right.
Fuck.
That's site.com.